Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
All right, we're back for another week of N4G Radio, and this week we have a very special episode, the E3 Hangover episode. On the show this week, we have special guests. First off, we have Killer Wolverine is with us.
Yeah, I'm not so special.
I think you're special.
Ed.
Wow, okay.
Very special.
Back with us from the show floor, we have GamesCon.
Greetings, programs.
Yes, I like that in your interview. That's how you start your interviews. Also with us this week from back from E3 and special guest is Catastrophe is back with us.
Hiya.
And also special guest, just to listen to all the E3 goodies, is Scorched Angel.
How's it going, everybody?
So, yeah, we have a full house. We were going to have another, but he had dogs barking from what I read this morning. So, we didn't want the dogs barking to interrupt the E3 conversation. So there you go.
Happy Father's Day, Ken.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And to all the daddies out there.
Yeah.
Wow, that's right. I am the only one, because the other one's not on the show, is he?
No.
All right. Well, that's good. Thank you. Thank you very much. We're not going to do the traditional show, obviously, today. We're going to do lots of E3 because we have two people on the show who were on the floor. But first up, what I want to do is I want to get, because I know Killer Wolverine is dying to release his opinion about this, but we're going to break down each of the three conferences. You're going to tell us which one you liked, which one you didn't like, what you thought they did well. You know, if you want to give a grade, that's fine. If you don't, because, you know, not everybody likes to do that, so. But we'll start off, actually, let's start with Killer Wolverine, because I'm so excited to hear this.
Oh, goody. Which one shall I start with?
You could start anyway.
Are we
going
to go down with each, or am I going to give my opinion on all three right now?
What do you think's the best? Do you think we should go all three at the same time, or everybody goes? Let's conversate about one at a time.
I think that's a good way.
All right.
Yeah.
So you want to start with the very first one?
Yes. And Microsoft, what a way to start E3. And what a bunch of shit. Now, mind you that, you know, I wasn't there, so what I saw was just the conference. And it started off good. It started off, you know, showing a new trailer for Black Ops, which looks all right. And then, you know, from there they showed Metal Gear Rising, which looks phenomenal. It just looks awesome. And then Gears of War, the playthrough, and then Fable 3. And they did that little announcement for Crytek making, you know, exclusive games for them for a while or whatever. And, you know, that's it. That's where the show stopped. That's it. I mean, after that was Kinect, and that was just a joke. That is just a joke. And it's just, you know, from Go, when they first released it, when it was still, you know, Natal or whatever, I like the whole navigation side of it. It's cool, but, you know, I don't see how, you know, it'll work at night. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lighting. You need lighting to use it. I don't know. I wasn't there, so maybe you guys have more insight on that. What a joke. I don't understand how people can get excited about this. I don't know. I'm so pissed off at this conference. They showed absolutely nothing minus those four games or five games or whatever. No Summer of Arcade, no XBLA games, no Crackdown 2 or anything else that was coming out soon. They just focused on their future, and their future, from what I've seen, is bleak. I don't like it. I didn't like the way they set it up. And I just can't, just say my distaste for Kinect is just, it's just awful. I mean.
So you're being a little vague here. Could you tell us how you feel about?
I think Microsoft, now, again, this is from my perspective watching television. They're in trouble from what I've seen. If they're going to focus all their energy on trying to get people to buy into this bullshit, they're wasting their time. It's just a joke. What good came out of Kinect? What good came out of it?
Skittles.
That's Skittles. What I was just going to say.
Skittles, because, you know, everyone wants to be mauled by a tiger. So.
Skittles.
That was a joke. Nothing impressed me about it. I don't know.
You weren't impressed by the ridiculously long exercise video where the girl like basically did her whole routine on stage?
No.
Which I was like, really? Are you ever going to stop?
Yeah, that was.
That's what I was wondering about the whole Microsoft conference. was this shit ever going to stop? And I said that they better end this conference with a bang. It better make the damn world implode, and we're still alive.
It did for the people in the audience because they all got a free new Xbox.
Well, you know what? I think Microsoft, they should get the numbers of whoever watched the conference and give us Xboxes as well. Because that was brutal. That was brutal. With the three big ones, they had the most to prove, and they failed on an epic, epic level. Now, I did like I said, Gears, because I'm a Gears fan. Metal Gear. You know, the first stuff they showed was good. Other than that, failure. All around failure.
Well, I can't say that I disagree with that, but at the same time, Kinect is not for me.
No.
And I'm more disappointed at the fact that they didn't show anything new. Like, we didn't... hearing Rare talk about, and I know I beat this like a dead horse, but hearing Rare talk about how they're rebranding themselves, they've got their 25th anniversary, they're working on a new game, and it's freaking Wii Sports. And I'm like, really? You couldn't throw me a bone here? Rare is like, should still be working for Nintendo, because... Yeah. They didn't give us any, you know, hardcore games in how long now?
Yep. And it's not gonna, it looks like their trend is gonna continue of bullshit.
But I understand what Microsoft is trying to do, and I honestly, like I told you earlier in the week, I blame the Wii for this, because I don't think Microsoft or Sony really need to be in this. They're just trying to get a piece of the market. And Kinect really bothers me, because I just don't think the world wants controller-free gaming.
Well, I mean, can you picture yourself sitting in front of the television with nothing in your hand and someone walking in like, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, you can't even sit in front of the television. It won't register for you while seated.
Yeah, you gotta stand.
But the people in the commercial, I thought, were sitting.
It came out at the conference that it won't register you while seated.
Have you seen...
Plus, you have to, like, jump and crap.
Have you seen the Penny Arcade from last year about Natal, where they're sitting on the couch and it says it renders your skeleton or whatever, and in the first panel and it shows him like in wireframe mode, and in the second panel he has like the morning wood going on in his wireframe mode. No. You need to go look at that comic. That was good. Right. Speaking of Penny Arcade, their comic for this year's E3 nailed it. If you haven't seen it.
No, I have to go and see it.
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
It was priceless.
I've got to find it. You can go ahead and continue talking about Microsoft if you'd like.
Well, I mean, I guess the whole focus on this is going to be pretty much connected, unfortunately. But so did they say anything about lighting? Because I didn't know you can't sit.
You know, no, they didn't mention lighting. And when I was in the bubble, you know, that you saw those bubbles on the internet, I'm sure, where we all got to embarrass ourselves in front of lots and lots of people.
Yeah.
But those were well lit. I imagine that lighting would be an issue because just for it to register you, but I'm not positive. They didn't say anything about that. That's a good question.
And what brought that up is because when the guy was on stage demoing Kinect, he's like, mm-hmm. at night, you know, I don't want to fumble with controllers, you know, trying to find the right button to watch a movie. So I wondered how that would play in, because I would imagine it needs light. I don't think it has an internal night vision.
You never know. It might have a built-in one.
Yeah. So it's watching me as I sleep? Oh, that's creepy.
Somebody's watching me. Okay, well, and honestly, we can move on to someone else. Let's move on to Scorch Angel. What did you feel? Let's go to the people who weren't at the show.
Well, I honestly agree with K-Dub on a lot of what he said. Like, they started off really well with the games. Like, you know, Metal Gear, Gears, Fable 3, even though it was just a trailer. Like, all the games that they showed right off the bat, I'm like, okay, you know, they could do some good here. And then it's like when they started with Kinect, it just dropped off. I think I read somebody on Twitter, like, right when that happened, they said, well, what was last night then? What was this Cirque du Soleil thing that they were doing? Because they spent, you know, what was it, like, almost an hour just on Kinect itself?
Oh, yeah, they spent the majority of their conference talking about Kinect, which shocked me, because I thought that's, like you said, I thought that's what the night before was for.
Exactly. I thought that was like, okay, let's get it out of the way. You know, this is Kinect, this is what it's going to be, and then the conference the next day will be, you know, games and everything. And they didn't, like you said, they didn't show Summer of Arcade, they didn't show anything on Xbox Live Arcade.
It, like, pretty much, any loyal following Microsoft and the 360, they just turn the other cheek completely.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Like, all the games they showed, yes, they're all coming out by the end of this year. But then what's next year? All Kinect? Is that all that's going to be next year, is Kinect games?
Well, I'm really hoping that they show more at Gamescom. And you know, I respect Microsoft for, we're only going to show you what we're shipping this year.
Mm-hmm.
I do respect that, because, and we'll talk about it later, the Sony conference afterwards, I'm like, oh man, look at all these awesome games coming. I'm like, oh, none of them are this year.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
So, but I respect that, but at the same time, I want to know what is coming next year. Because I pretty much know what's coming this year, and unfortunately, Microsoft only has, what, one first-party exclusive game for the rest of the year, or two with Fable and Crackdown? I mean,
yeah, because, yeah. Well, Halo. What about Halo?
Well, Halo's Halo. It's
yeah. It's its own thing, I guess, right?
It could be its own console. That's the way Halo
would
works.
Probably buy it.
Oh, yeah. If Bungie made a console, yeah, that'd just be Halo.
That'd be crazy. So, but anyway.
But no, yeah, I'm totally, like, just knowing that Kinectimals and Adventure and whatever else they're going to pump out, I'm not very happy. And nobody's mentioned it because I think it got lost in the fray, but did anybody get excited about ESPN?
You know, at first, no. No, because you can get that on live right now.
I'm aware, but it is free.
Well,
if you're a gold subscriber.
If you're a gold subscriber and you have to subscribe to the ESPN thing.
Okay, well, they didn't say that.
Yeah, they didn't
say
that.
See, they didn't say that, but that's I was listening to another podcast, and they were saying that they were talking to the people about ESPN, and yeah, you have to be a subscriber of this ESPN service on the internet, and as well as a gold subscriber, too.
So I'm taking it that service isn't free.
Not, you know, 100% free. You have to be super into sports.
So it was kind of like the Sony conference when they said Move will be $49.99.
And then you have to...
And then you have to...
Yeah,
I
noticed that.
I hate PR.
Honestly, the only thing I would really watch it for is NFL, but they didn't mention anything about the NFL.
That's because they don't have an NFL license.
So I don't give a shit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're into NFL, but no, if you're into soccer and baseball.
Well, yeah. I mean, it seemed like a nice package deal. But, you know, I didn't know that little hidden thing about subscribing to ESPN. I would, you know, that would make me a little bit excited, but now I don't really care.
All right, so, well, keeping the conversation flowing, I'll move on to Gambus. What'd you think?
Okay. Here's the thing.
Thing is,
Kinect is like Wii 1.5. I thought the start of the conference was good. It felt like a good build up. You know, it's like, okay, we got the Metal Gear, we got the Halo Reach. You know, and it's like, yeah, these are games that we all know about. You know. And I really, really did like the Metal Gear Rising demo.
Yeah, that kind of shocked me because we didn't see gameplay anywhere else except for at the Microsoft conference. It's like Microsoft is focused on getting Kojima in their pocket.
Yeah. And it looks like a good game. Granted, it's a complete departure from any other Metal Gear game, but...
But we knew that when they announced it.
Yeah. Graphically, it looks amazing. It looks pretty fun, too.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah. I thought it started strong. It started like the show felt like it was building momentum. But then, like everybody said, the show, when I was at the show, everybody was saying, Microsoft, you know, WTF, man. You know, that was pretty much the consensus of everybody that I talked to or overheard while I was at the show. Everybody thought Microsoft's press conference sucked. It was like a universal knowledge among everybody there. So, and the Kinect thing, to tell you the truth, last year when it was first introduced, I was actually pretty curious about it because the whole facial recognition software and how you could do the Minority Report with the hand gestures and
I'm waiting on Uno.
Yeah.
Hand gesture Uno. On Kinect.
Yep. I'll give you a hand gesture.
That's my point. Have you played Uno on Xbox Live?
Well,
it's
kind of
like chat roulette.
Mm. Yeah.
Nobody got the penis joke. All right.
I knew where that was going, but when I actually saw Kinect this year, my interest in it completely dropped to zero. I mean, I actually have more respect for the Wiimote than I do Kinect.
It's better.
I watched a couple people play Kinect, and I'm just like, you know, if, you know, it's probably the least enthusiastic I am about any of the motion controllers, as a matter of fact. I just feel that you should at least have something with a button, you know? That's just my thought. Kinect is just, I mean, it was interesting tech a year ago, but now it just seems like it's an annoying direction that Microsoft is trying to pursue just to try to attempt to leapfrog the Wii, but I don't see it happening, especially with the price point. It's like, what, going to be $150?
Now, to be fair,
they haven't announced it.
They have not confirmed any prices, so.
Okay. But yeah, you know, hardcore pricing for a casual item isn't really smart.
No, it's not. And I discussed this with Killer Wolverine the other day about the whole pricing issue with... If Kinect comes out at 150, people are gonna, you know, they're gonna cry foul, obviously.
Yeah.
But here's what, and I made this point to him, on a business sense, $150 isn't bad because the system, the Kinect system, will allow you to play up to four players, right?
I think so.
Yeah, you can play with up to four people in with one machine. Now, if you want four people to play the Wii, That's $60 times four. That's $240.
Right.
With Move, it's what you got to have the controller and the wand together are $80 plus the camera, but you only need one camera, so that's $480 plus the camera. So you're looking at over what $300-$400 for four players,
something like that. Yeah.
So they're going to market it that way, which will make sense to some people.
Well, I think it's good for kids. I think Kinect is good for kids.
Yeah, because it's not accurate. They don't have to use a controller. They can jump around in front of the TV and things happen.
Yeah, because my niece and nephews, they can't use the Wiimote when they come over. They can use a mouse on a PC, but the Wiimote, it doesn't. It's just too hard for them to use.
Yeah, because of the buttons and there's a lot of complex things going on.
And having to aim and like hold the controller steady.
Yeah.
They're just not there yet.
So,
but Kinect, they could do that.
Yeah, and I think if they market it that way and they leave... you know, the core gamers alone, and they kind of make it a separate system, it might work, but
well, they certainly left the core gamers alone.
And I think that's why they're getting so much hate, because obviously the people who watch E3 are not little kids who play with Skittles.
Well, and that's the whole thing too, because you know, like it was already mentioned, we all thought that Microsoft was going to have their own day to show it, and then you know, for everyone else, they're going to have their own press conference for the 360.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
So that was a little misleading. Had I known that, I might have, you know, taken this in a little bit, you know, easier, but I didn't know that, so it was kind of a kick in the nuts. So,
All right, so I will move on to Kat to talk about Microsoft, because you actually got to play it, so.
Right, right. Well, I think Gambus hit on it with them when he was talking about the kind of the climate at the conference that day, with everyone was really... They were not excited. Everyone was kind of ticked off, I think is fair to say, or disgruntled on some level, because the conference basically went blah-de-blah-de-blah Oprah.
Everybody in the house gets a school!
And you get a 360! Okay. And as a result, I think a lot of people were almost, even the ones that got 360s, like they felt bought, you know? They were coming out of the conference, and they weren't like, woo, I got a 360. They were like, wow, I was just paid off.
Yeah, I'm with Killer Wolverine. They should send us all one, too, because that was having to watch that was painful.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, you got to really feel for the journalists in the satellite location, because they were there covering the conference, but they didn't get 360s.
Oh, boo hiss.
So that was rough. Oh, and what also hasn't been mentioned is people like me who have... an early model or launch model 360, we're going to have to buy an additional power supply for Kinect.
Well, did they say that you'd have to buy it, or that it would be packed in and you just wouldn't have to use it? Because that was kind of vague.
Why would it be packed in?
Because
you know, that's what I'm thinking.
Well, I think it would be packed in because more people have the older model. It would only make sense to make you not buy it. I mean, but that's just me.
I don't think that sounds like something a company would do, though. Do you like to... Yeah. Factor that into the price. That's just my guesstimation.
Well, the only thing that makes me think that they might is that Microsoft, the one thing I can say about them, they always have been good about putting things in the box, like the headset or actual HD cables for their system, which they don't do anymore, by the way, which is crap. But they've always put stuff in the box that you needed, like batteries for the controller, you know. I mean, they've always been good about that, so I don't know. If they sell it separately, I call foul. That's crap. I really do, because not everybody's going to have an S, especially since they gave so many of them away at the conference and you can't even buy one now.
Well, I heard, didn't you tell me that they wouldn't have until July now?
Yeah, the next shipment is July.
Yeah, they got my GameStop around where I live, got two of them in, and the next one should be there by July 8th.
And two, see, what's up with, I just wish companies would get a better supply going. Before these things,
let's
turn to a store. That's not a supply.
They knew this thing was going to sell as soon as they shipped it out.
Well, my thing with this new Slim system is from 5 years ago, they should have included what's in this one now. Why didn't they do it 5 years ago with the Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
There is absolutely no reason why that shouldn't have been in there. And there's absolutely no reason for me to buy one of these now.
Yeah, there will be in about 2 months.
No. Well, then they better, you know, send me one, because I ain't buying it.
Right.
I'm not getting one until mine craps out on me, knock on wood.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking across the room at my dear big 360 with its faceplate off and the bamboo skewer next to it that I have to use to open the disc tray. Not even making that up. But yeah, so I got back to my hotel room after the Microsoft conference, and they had, like, defiled my bathroom.
I read about that.
With Kinect stickers. Like, it wasn't even housekeeping. It was, like, they sent around, like, MS Minions to put, like, these Peely stickers all over my bathroom mirror. Didn't even leave a pillow mint.
So they entered your room and put stickers everywhere.
Yes! That's weird, right?
Wow, I would check. Did you check your belongings?
Yeah, that's what I would have done.
Anything?
I'm still finding little like flakes of green Microsoft stuff in my clothes.
Doesn't that break some kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for? Personal barrier?
You're in a hotel. The housekeeping people are allowed to come in your room as long as you don't have a sign on your door.
Yeah, I'm sure they had, like, you know, hotel employees here, and it was just really weird. So then I got to play Kinect. And that was underwhelming. I do have a video and a little preview up on ZTGD.com.
Yes.
May have heard of it.
May have. Plug.
Heard of what?
You're fired.
And the video we chose to use is the one, it's from the Bubble Time, so it wasn't Dance Central, it was one of the Microsoft games, the Kinect Adventures, and I think that was the one that worked better of the ones. We're going to probably put up the video with the animal.
Connectimals.
Yeah, Mr. Connectimal, who laughed at us. If lions could laugh, he was laughing. it was just awkward. But even in the Kinect Adventures, you can hear in the video there's a time, and it was tough because I was with a girl we just met. She was from EA. And, you know, I think there's a certain amount of teamwork involved in Kinect Adventures. But so when we first start, and there's a little bit of latency. So I was jumping when, you know, the actual jump was occurring versus you needed to jump a little bit earlier. So once we got that down, we were doing better towards the end, except that they told us to lean to move. And about midway through, you can hear the guy start telling me, well, you know, stepping to the side works better than leaning. And this girl and I are like almost like have our upper halves like 90 degrees to the floor.
Oh, jeez. So
that was sort of subtle but telling. So it was really uncomfortable because it wasn't, you know, the guides were there to like tell us what to do, and they were also telling us what the effect was supposed to be, and when that wasn't happening. It's just, you know, it's just one of those demos where everyone's really uncomfortable.
See, if they need to explain to you how to play it, then it's obviously not very intuitive.
Right.
But yeah, the big thing that I want to complain about all the motion controls, they really need to hire more people to name these games. I'm sorry, but when your game is called Adventure or Sorcery or, you know, Kinect Sports. Seriously, you can put something on the box besides exactly what it is.
I tell you, Microsoft needs to invest in some spell checkers because they definitely spell Kinect wrong.
That was the point.
That's the point. Why spell it that way?
I was mentioning that it was a horrible marketing move anyway because nobody could get it right.
Well, I thought it was Kinetic.
Exactly. Everybody thought it was Kinetic. They're like, is this the Microsoft Kinetic? I'm like, damn, that's bad marketing when nobody can pronounce what you just named your system.
And yeah, that day, like, half the people I talked to, and I kept calling it Kinetic.
That's just bad marketing by them.
It's bad spelling. Use Word. They have spell check in there. Jesus.
Are we going to talk about Word and spell check? Am I going to have to go over your reviews with you again?
I didn't spell anything wrong. I just used the wrong
word.
Just saying instead of decent. So that's my bad. That's not Word. Don't blame Microsoft's awesome Word spelling.
This game was a descent.
That's my stupidity, all right? But we can blame Microsoft for my stupidity. That's cool. We'll roll with that.
We'll roll with that. All right.
should I talk about the other Microsoft games I played now, or are we going to save that for...
The actual, like, real games?
Yeah, like, I played, like, Fable 3 and...
Yes, let's talk about that, because we need to end Microsoft on a high note.
Okay, yeah. So, I did play two good games from Microsoft. I got some time with Fable 3. I got lots of time with Fable 3. They were pretty generous with that. The gentleman from Lionhead showing me the game did insist on telling me over and over again how we were still able to fart in the game. And I don't know about you all, but that wasn't like a make it or break it experience for me.
No, I did it like once and then I'm like, okay, that's kind of dumb.
Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know what about me made him think that I would be really excited about it. I am reexamining my life. So as a result. On the plus side, first thing I noticed, I got to play as an actual woman.
Yes, I heard that, yeah.
Yes, as opposed to the man-beast character that I had in Fable 2. I should probably also say that I liked Fable 2, and I know that that's not a super popular opinion. So I'm probably going to like Fable 3. I liked what I played. It was Fable 3, very Fable 2. There were some changes, like the woman thing, and they made your inventory. This is what I might not like. It's like you go into a room, and there's a butler, and you can do this at any point. So in theory, I could leave in the middle of a battle and go into this stone circular room, and my butler will be there, and my dog is asleep. And then you have to enter all these different annexes to, like, go to, like, your weapons inventory or your items. And to me, like, and they did that because the guy was saying, you know, people didn't like the inventory system. But this, to me, seems like it wastes time. And when I go into my inventory, I don't want to spend a lot of time in there. Like, it's not a place I like to hang out. So I'm not sure how I'll feel about that when I'm, like, you know, 2 or 3 hours into the game. And how much I want to punch my butler in his face. But we'll see. But otherwise, it was great. The storyline seems fun, though he did try to liken it to the current presidency, which I was sort of like, okay, buddy. I was like, I like my politics way over here.
Wow.
In my games, yeah. Right here.
It's very interesting.
Is it cool being like the ruler, like making decisions and stuff like that and telling people like what to do?
Right.
I guess.
Where I was playing was almost like the very beginning, so I wasn't the ruler yet.
Okay.
But, so that'll be, yeah, but they're saying, yeah, you get to make the decisions and you've made promises to people, so you'll have to, you know, fulfill them or not fulfill them.
It's kind of like Peter Molyneux's pitch for Fable, right? Making promises and you have to fulfill them?
right, yeah. It was a
good one. Oh, look at that.
I don't know. I was actually apprehensive because every time that guy opens his mouth, he's telling me something I don't want to hear, like how he's making the game more like real life, which I'm sorry. I have a real life, and I don't want to replicate it in a video game. Like, I don't want to leave work and go to work.
No, that's not any fun.
Yeah, so I was happy that a lot of what he was spewing didn't seem to actually be manifested in the game. Yeah, and then I played Lara Croft Guardian of Light, which is summer, you know.
Summer of Arcade, yeah.
Summer of Arcade, yeah. And that was really fun.
I think it looks awesome. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, it's kind of Diablo, like, and I was playing the two-player co-op, and the other guy sucked, but...
Killer Wolverine, were you there?
Shut up!
No, because I'll say, I get really uncomfortable, I get really nervous, I don't like playing games, like, in front of crowds or with a lot of people, it's kind of something I struggle with when I go to the conferences.
Yeah.
I sort of am like, please, nobody look, because even if, you know, if someone comes in the room and I'm at home and I'm playing a game, I generally, like, screw up, just from sheer anxiety. So I don't know, it was kind of reassuring that I was playing this game, and I was like, wow, dude, you are bad at this game. But, yeah, so we played that, and it was really fun. I will totally be picking that up.
Uh-huh.
No questions asked. That would be a blast to play through. So that's the high note for Microsoft, I think.
Wow. That's just kind of sad.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think you're right. They're making Kinect. They're trying to get onto the Wii thing, but and maybe they are marketing it and they're opening up a new market, you know, younger kids, because I think that's really what it will appeal to. But there is like zero core game appeal there.
Yeah.
So,
they should probably leave it that way too.
Yeah, I mean, don't mess with it.
Because I don't think we're ever going to accept it. Which I have a tweet here. From last week where BaseballFan15 said Killer Wolverine's tweets during MS's E3 presentation was better than the E3 press conference itself. But that's not saying much. So there you go. Alright, we'll move on to Nintendo because they were the next one. And for this, I have to read the Penny Arcade panel for Nintendo. Oh,
well, Please do.
I know no one... some people... I don't know. Don't like grading, but I'm going to give my grade. God damn it.
Okay, we'll give you a grade.
A D. I give Microsoft a D.
Anybody else want to give it a grade? And if you give anything higher than a C, I'm kicking you off the show.
I stand. Well, with Killer Wolverine, I say D. That's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally agree as well.
Yeah, I don't really do the grade thing very much, but if I had to give it one, it would probably be a D.
So Microsoft is going in for parent-teacher conferences.
Definitely. they get a U for unsatisfactory. All right.
I give it an I for incomplete because I don't. I know they have more to show. They just fail to show it.
You know, when I was watching the Microsoft conference on the computer streaming, I was in the middle of when the conference started, I was drying off from taking a morning shower, and I think yes,
wow,
I must admit that I think myself drying off was actually more interesting than the press conference.
Depends on what you do.
Just because your girlfriend listens to the show, Gambus, you got to.
He's got to put a mental image in everybody's head. Well, thank you for that.
I would beg to differ. I'd rather watch a Microsoft conference.
I think I would too, but that's just me. But anyway, the Nintendo E3 panel, and this nailed it. I mean, you couldn't have wrapped this up any better. The Penny Arcade panel says new Zelda, new GoldenEye, new Kirby, new Metroid, new Kid Icarus, new 3D shit, no glasses. Santa Claus is real. He's in our booth and he's giving out fucking hand jobs. Nintendo bitches, we out. So there you go.
Oh, God, that was great.
But yeah, Nintendo, the one everybody probably on this podcast would have said going into this would be dead last.
Yeah, I fully expected to have no showing from Nintendo, and this is the one I did not give a shit about. And after watching it, holy shit!
You want to break that Wii out, don't you?
I do.
Like Gambus did in his shower.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
So going from completely negative, I will start with Killer Wolverine again as completely positive.
Yeah, I can't believe that Nintendo had, in my opinion, a very good show. And, you know, they obviously introduced the 3DS, which... I hope to hear more from you guys at the show, because that really is having me a little bit intrigued on how that works.
That thing is like, when they first announced it, I'm kind of like, eh, it's a new handheld, whatever, and then they announced that lineup of games.
Yeah, the lineup of games is phenomenal, and I don't know if I have it all here, because I tried to take notes. I tried to be prepared for the show, but I might have failed. But I guess we'll start off from the beginning. They showed Zelda.
Yes.
And epic fail on their part. the Wi-Fi or whatever was interfering with whatever.
I think they were taking a stab.
I think that was supposed to be a joke.
They were taking a stab at Apple with somebody in here using Wi-Fi. That's what I got.
Really? I must have missed something.
But there was a sign at the conference saying, like, don't use wireless, don't use Wi-Fi.
I think so it interferes with the Wiimote.
I was using Wi-Fi.
See, you broke Zelda.
I broke Zelda.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, you guys can talk about Zelda. I don't care for it.
Oh
man.
I'm with you, KW. I'm with you.
Sweet. I got another one on my side. Yes!
You know what? You guys can go create a fan club of all five of you.
But then they showed, you know, their typical crap, like Mario Sports Mix and, you know, the Just Dance sequel. Yeah. But then, you know, they showed a little more from last year when they announced Golden Sun, which, you know.
I think a lot of people got excited about that.
Yeah, that looks good.
That looks good. I got to play it. It's pretty fun.
Well, that's good.
Wow.
I just had to throw that in.
And, you know, they continue on their trek of, you know, having their crappy shit, like Mario Sports. I don't know how good. I'll probably play it. It looked interesting. But
like crap like that that I'll probably play.
Well, I'll probably will. I mean, just to see. Because, I mean, you know, Mario Baseball was fun, I thought. You know, whatever.
I love Mario Tennis. That was
Mario
game.
Tennis was good. So, I have, you know, whatever. Then Wii Party, which, you know, whatever.
I'm sorry. That thing was like, I was disappointed. I'm like, great, here comes the next 14 billion seller.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crap. Yep.
Which, if that sells the most out of all this list that I'm looking at, that I've got, that's pathetic.
Yeah, I'll be very disappointed.
Because the next, GoldenEye, I think we all knew that was coming, though.
Well, yeah, but was anybody else disappointed that it was Wii only, though?
Well, yeah.
A little bit, yeah. But it's still GoldenEye, and I will play it. I will buy it day one.
Well, you guys have fun playing it with your Wii Motion. Because I still haven't played a first-person shooter that I like with the Wii remote.
Yeah, it's going to be definitely trying.
Yeah, crossing my fingers, they have classic controller support, because I play more games with the classic controller on the Wii than I do with the actual Wiimote.
Amen, so. Brother. Amen.
But, I mean, one that surprised me the most was Epic Mickey.
Yes.
That looked really intriguing.
They changed the look of it from the last time we saw it, didn't they?
Yeah.
I guess. A little bit, I think. I don't know. I don't remember the last time.
I don't remember seeing it.
Really don't. Wow, you guys don't read your Game Informer.
Anymore I just look at it.
I really don't. Yeah, I just browse through it. If anything looks cool, I'm like, oh, that looks cool.
Well, in case you didn't know, they did have pictures.
Yeah, I know. I looked at the pictures. Yeah. I don't remember anything from it.
You guys need to stop smoking weed or doing something.
Hey, well, you know what? I'm in college. That's allowed.
In all fairness, I actually, you know, won't. Nothing really holds my attention in print. I have to see it to really hold my attention to games I don't know, and it's kind of dumb on my part, but that's the way I work. And after seeing it, I'll be looking into it more, because it really, you know, piqued my interest. So.
Did Nell? I was reading, and I, like I said, with so much stuff to digest this week, was I reading somewhere correctly that they're talking about bringing it to the 360 and the PS3?
I didn't hear that.
I think that was a rumor, but okay. I don't remember.
It's one of those things that I caught a glimpse of, and then kind of looked over it and was like, "Well, if it comes eventually, they'll announce it." So,
yeah, because I wonder, like, if it. I mean, they probably will put it out on the Wii first, and then it'll be one of those things like, "Oh, exclusive to Wii," but now it's not.
I would, because that's one of those games I would really like to see in HD.
Yeah definitely, so, and, especially with the art style and everything.
And then, you know, really the good. Wii doesn't really do HD.
No, there's no HD on the Wii. So, and I know this is going to sound lame, but I like the way Kirby's Epic Yarn looks.
Oh, that looks awesome. I'm and with you, man.
I really do want to play it.
I think a lot of people did. What system was it? Cause this is when I actually had to leave and I couldn't
watch
the conference.
It's for the Wii. It's for the Wii.
Okay.
Everything I mentioned now, I think, is for the Wii.
Yeah, because they did their very separate, like, this is for the Wii, and then this is for the DS, with the exception of Golden Sun being in there.
Well, and Dragon Quest. Well, no,
oh, yeah, Dragon Quest, too. Yeah, that looks really good as well, but continue.
Other than that, I mean, they showed, you know, trailers for Metroid Other M, which I'm still really excited about.
Yep. And,
Donkey Kong Country makes its return.
Yes.
Which a lot of people should be excited about.
That was awesome because it's 2D.
Yeah.
Which I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt you too much, but is anybody else like super pumped at how many 2D games there are?
Yes.
Let's talk about
I'm
Metroid.
I'm actually very excited about that.
Metroid Other M, Donkey Kong Country, Mortal Kombat going back to 2D.
Yeah.
I mean, just wow.
Even parts of Metroid are in 2D, I believe, aren't they?
Yeah, a big part of Metroid Other M's in 2D.
They combine. It looked like they combined elements between the newer Metroids and the old school Metroids.
Well, Gambus can talk to you about that because he wasn't too happy with the first person part of it.
Really?
Well, when you're playing Other M, because I waited in line for about an hour and a half to play it, there's a pretty good size demo. It was about a good 10 minutes worth of gameplay. When you're playing at 2D, it feels great. It's just like a traditional old school Metroid game. But then there's like sections where it's still 2D, but it's like it's kind of like the final fight 2D, where you can actually go up and down levels of two dimensional space. And when the enemies are around you, you kind of auto-target enemies as you're firing. So you just basically aim in the general vicinity of an enemy and it'll auto-target when you're into the like the little sections of where the 2D space is, you know, where you can travel up and down as well as left and right. And the jumping was spot on. There was actually a part where you actually had to rappel up a wall by jumping back and forth, all the way up the wall. That was really sweet. A couple parts where you had to go into the morph ball mode, and that felt really cool. The part that I wasn't totally excited about was going into first person mode, which you had to do when you were fighting the boss. There was a big giant purple creature with a giant eyeball. yeah, so you fought this creature.
I'm lowbrow.
And what's pretty cool is that when you're running around them, it's still like a two-dimensional space, but it gives the illusion that you're actually running around the boss. As other soldiers are attacking the boss, so it was a pretty cool set piece. But the part of it that kind of annoyed me was when you'd go into first person mode, you can't move. So, you'd go into first person mode, and then you'd have to fire at the creature's eyeball, and he would be attacking you, like a lot of times before you could even get a good aim on him.
So you pretty much go into first person mode just to aim.
Pretty much. To aim at the weak spot, and then to try to get out back out of first person mode and back into 2D mode in time to dodge an attack.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. Overall, really high production value. Cutscenes are amazing. There's like a while we was waiting in line, there was like the intro to the game, which was like a 5-6 minute cutscene. And like the first couple minutes of the cutscene were a reenactment of the final confrontation between Samus and Mother Brain from Super Metroid. And it was really freaking cool. It's got really good cutscenes. They're really, really nice.
Good old Team Ninja.
Yep.
Well, other than that, they spent a lot of time on the 3DS and showing off a lot of support for this system.
Yeah.
I like the fact that you can pretty much turn it into just a normal DS with the depth slider. And they added an analog stick, which is intriguing.
Yeah, they called it the slider.
Yeah, the slide pad. So,
it actually felt pretty good because I got to mess around with it as well. It was another hour and a half long line. That's the thing about E3 is that there's lots of lines, lots of waiting around. The analog stick for the 3DS was really cool because it kind of reminded me of a cross between the PSP analog stick, which is, just okay. But it was kind of like a cross between that and the Neo Geo Pocket D-pad.
I remember that thing.
Yeah. It was kind of like Neo Geo Pocket, but it had a little bit more of a give to it. It actually moved a little bit further away from center. And it felt really good. It was concaved for your thumb. So it actually had a ergonomic feel to it, and it felt solid. The 3D slider was really cool. I know that not everybody's a fan of 3D, but you can turn the 3D off, or you could have it like quasi 3D, which those are a couple things because I got to play Pilot Wings on 3DS, and I got to play Ridge Racer.
Ridge Racer.
Yeah. And I got to view gameplay of Kid Icarus. It wasn't playable, but it was kind of like a real-time video, not CGI, but of actual gameplay. And there were certain games that the 3D felt more intense than other games. So like the really intensive 3D where it actually kind of made my eyes strain a little bit. I basically lowered it to about half, like 50% 3D, and it looked really good. It was easy on the eyes then. So I'm thinking that certain games you might have to lower or higher the intensity of the 3D to what you feel comfortable with. And I think that's a really cool option.
Is anybody else not just, like, thoroughly impressed that Nintendo can pull out a 3D system without frickin' glasses?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the biggest thing that impressed me, is you don't have to wear those big, bulky glasses.
Yeah.
I mean, good Lord. Yeah. You look at it, if you want to play Killzone 3 next year in 3D, you're looking at about $6,000 to $10,000.
Yeah, because you got to buy the television, which, you know, usually don't come with those glasses, and those glasses aren't cheap.
No, you usually get one pair, and then if you want other people to be there, you know, you got to give them a pair that was like $200 a piece.
Something like that.
And it's like, Nintendo's like, eh, here's a $200 handheld. Does 3D, no glasses.
Yeah, no, that's really
on
impressive.
The iPhone.
The on iPhone?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, see?
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I didn't know that. Well, it's still impressive. So
it's cool.
That's what I need. I need. Pretty soon we'll have LASIK surgery.
Yeah, that has. Yeah.
Built in 3D.
What on the iPhone supports it?
There's like some apps that I think it's called Spatial. It's from Spatial View. I'm trying to remember this. I should have looked it up before I came on the show.
You are unprepared like K-Dub.
I'm prepared. I have my list.
I said unlike K-Dub. Oh, I meant to say unlike K-Dub.
I was already
on defensive.
Look at that.
I think it's called Perspectives or something, where it's something. It's basically what they showed on the 3DS, where there's like an image, a fixed image that you rotate around in 3D space. That's what they showed.
Well, I saw Gambus's video where he got yelled at for filming the 3DS screen.
Oh, yeah. Adam got yelled at, too. It was priceless.
Yeah. Gotta love it.
Way to go, Gambus. That's how you gotta play it, though.
Yeah.
Just try until they yell at you.
Yeah. If you don't get yelled at, then you didn't do anything right in your journalistic, you know, responsibilities.
Yeah, and another thing that I got yelled at a couple times was there was a certain couple of games that I was taping that I was trying to, you know, fill the whole screen up, and somebody would be like, if you tape this game, make sure that you get footage of the person playing it.
Yeah, that happened to us too. Fable 3.
That's stupid.
Yeah, that happened with Marvel vs. Capcom 3, and it also happened with Metroid as well.
Yes, because we have to show people playing it.
Yeah.
Now, did I see this correctly? It's only backwards compatible with DSi games?
That was what I heard. I haven't heard, like, I was asking people on Twitter the other day about it, because I definitely want one.
Yeah.
Because I thought they mentioned that on in the conference, but I couldn't understand them.
But the thing is I don't know that it really matters to me, because I don't actually think I own any DS actual games, so... It doesn't matter if it's backwards compatible.
I think it will be backwards compatible to both DS and DSi.
That would be the smart thing to do.
Yeah, they should do that, honestly.
Well, I swear I just saw a DSi, but I'm not 100%.
I think it's just
I have in my notes, but that's not canon, so.
Yeah, I think it's just like the price of whatever Kinetic or whatever. It's until we get an official announcement, it's not going to matter.
Right. Yeah.
It's not coming out till next year anyway.
Well, the other things that really... Now, two cameras or three cameras?
Two.
And that allows you to take pictures and view them in 3D, which is kind of cool.
I know what you're taking a picture of.
Why would I... Never mind.
So you can look at it in 3D.
What? Oh my God. All right. Did anyone see the movies running in 3D?
I think, Gambus, yeah. You saw a trailer, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw a trailer for a CGI movie. I forgot what it was, but it was the like some kind of fairy tale movie that's coming out later. It looked really cool. I mean, it looked basically like a small version of watching it in 3D in a theater. And then it showed a bunch of like demonstration, like little short videos. Like it showed a bottle of wine, and the cork shooting out of the bottle, in slow motion, and it looked like the cork was coming out of the screen. It was pretty wicked.
So when is the porn industry going to get into 3D?
Oh.
Oh man. Why?
That wasn't why the booth babes were there.
Gabe was walking around with those Sony 3D glasses on, like, hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Whoa.
Get my van.
Got me candy.
So.
Alright.
Yeah, alright. Anyway, the support for this. Go ahead, I'm sorry, man.
Oh, no, I was just saying you can't resist.
No, it's hard. It's hard to resist.
I bet it is. The support for this thing.
The support is awesome. And just the stuff that they, mentioned, Resident
Metal Gear.
Metal Gear.
Yeah.
Man, I'm crazy for Metal Gear.
Yeah. And Kingdom Hearts. I mean, just Assassin's Creed, a Warner Brothers, whatever. I mean, they had the Batman logo, but.
Mortal Kombat,
yeah. It's just incredible. And that impressed me that people are just, already so eager to jump into this. So.
I don't know. I want one.
That's
a good thing.
Yeah, they definitely sold me too.
That was something that Nintendo has rarely done for me anymore, was sell me on something, and they sold me on this. So.
The worst part is they sold me, and I just bought a DSi like a couple months ago.
That's the way Nintendo works.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Well, I think we've all nailed a lot of Nintendo. Does anybody else have anything else that they want to talk about Nintendo?
Oh, yeah, because I have the dissenting opinion.
Okay, go ahead.
I was really disappointed in Zelda.
Oh, did you actually get to play it finally?
No, I didn't play. I played Epic Mickey, but I'm just talking about, it's the same fracking Zelda game.
It is, but, if it was anything else, we'd all be, pissed.
No, I would not be pissed.
but you're in that fan camp over there with K-Dub.
No, it's not a fan camp. I love Zelda.
Oh, well, he...
Could we have a game in 2011 where, the grass doesn't respawn?
Well, but you don't want to join K-Dub's fan camp because he hates Zelda.
Yeah, no, I don't like Zelda, period.
See, I like Zelda, but not... Oh, it's going to be 2011 when that game is released. And it's the same... I mean, can we just update the mechanics? Like, a little? Just
like
a little?
More of the same.
Well, yeah. That's Nintendo's philosophy.
Yeah.
I know. Okay, and then Epic Mickey does look different. You were right, ZT. It's different from what was shown in Game Informer.
Okay.
So it looks cool. But that's one of those games where I played it with the Wiimote, and I almost broke their television.
Mm.
I almost pulled a KW on that one. I'm so sick of the Wiimote, and I just don't... it's killing it for me. I don't want to play games that way.
Well, you better prepare for it, because Sony's going to have it now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can get to that one. But but I hated it. It was miserable.
Yeah, I know how you feel.
Did they mention it makes me mad, because there's games I want to play, but I don't want to play in that way.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And did they mention that you can play it with the classic controller then?
No, I couldn't get... A rep was doing an interview next to me, so I couldn't get her attention, but... Well, I could have. It would have just been really awkward.
Hey, pay attention to me.
I'm talking.
Yeah. So that's my take. It was a lot of... I was just disappointed, I guess, because it was a lot of, stuff we've seen. And yes, it was cool stuff it's GoldenEye, but... When it's not how I want to play it, then I can't get really excited.
That's my thing, is everybody's like, ooh, GoldenEye. I'm like, ooh, with the Wiimote.
Yeah.
Yeah, but hopefully they'll be smart and let you use the classic controller. Because some of these games, I'm with you. The Wiimote just sucks for it.
Yeah, I agree.
And then 3D, I hate 3D, so...
But you can turn it off. That's actually kind of nice.
This is my foreshadowing. I hate 3D.
Yeah, but then why, if you're going to turn it off all the time, then why are you buying a 3DS?
Because that's the only way you can play Kid Icarus, bitch.
Good.
Owned.
Okay.
And I think they showed it, only because it was getting leaked.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they were prepared. It was just really funny, I played it at the conference, so it was tethered by Nintendo umbilical cord to Fembot.
I saw that in Gambus's video. It's like a row of women that are tied to these machines. Like, you can't.
Actually, yeah. I heard that the supply of 3DSs that they had at the show were, that was it. That is the only 3DSs that they have.
I would believe that.
Yeah.
I believe it. I think they, you know, kind of just forced their hand. They had to show it. So yeah. Okay, that's my Nintendo thing.
That's the problem with the internet now. They force you to show your stuff. But does anybody else have anything else with Nintendo? Just out of curiosity.
Just the fact that I was impressed.
Do you want to grade them?
I gave them a B+.
Really?
Really?
That shocks me.
It does me too.
No, I'm actually speaking in that you gave it low.
A B+ is low
for what they had and the way you talked about it. Yeah, I feel like you were low on it, but you know, that's your opinion.
It is my opinion, so suck it.
Wow, I wasn't questioning you. You are a defensive motherfucker today.
I am.
Wow. Dustin just doesn't go around giving it up.
I'm telling you, he bogarts that stuff.
Indeed.
Anybody else? Anything else? Or want to grade Nintendo?
I'll give them an A-. They really surprised me. They made me happy that I bought a Wii.
Believe. Okay.
A-.
Yeah, that's the thing. I would probably give them somewhere in the A's if I was grading them. But that's why I was shocked you only gave them a B+. That's all I was saying.
It's one step lower.
I was
an
just shocked. Actually, no, it's a lot. It's a three steps lower than an A.
A B+? You guys said A-. It's one.
Oh, I thought you said B-. Never
no,
mind.
No, B+.
B, suck it. Let's go on. Speaking of the Wii controller, yes. Sony.
Yes.
Which, once again, I will read the Penny Arcade thing because I laughed my ass off when I read it. Which was, with our three-mote and sub-tertiary controllinator, people are saying we've just made a fancy Wii. Not so, because look, these are black. There's black Wii's now. When did that happen?
Yeah, I guess we should mention that out of the way. Because you know what? They spent a lot of time on Move, like Microsoft spent on Kinect. But they did it in a way that is more acceptable.
And I say you. That
because they showed a lot of games. And not just for Move. They showed a lot of games for PS3 and the PSP.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
What?
I said there's no doubt about that. They showed a lot of games.
Yeah, and they organized it. Instead of, you know, here's four games, but then here's our motion sensor technology. So, the way they organized it was leaps and bounds over Microsoft. And, you know, they started off by, literally how I saw it organized is, they started off 3D. Then they moved to, what is it? What do they do? Then I guess just the PS Move, and then they showed everything else.
Well, they wanted to try to resurrect the PSP, which I think is not going to happen.
Right, and you know they snuck that in between PS Move or after PS Move, rather.
But was there anything in the conference any better than Kevin Butler?
No, that speech was awesome. That was an epic speech. And, wow, that actor who plays him, you know, Sony's hit gold with this marketing ploy. And they're trying to recreate it with this Marcus fellow who's the kid on Role Models. And it's just not going to work, I don't think, because you can't...
You can't
replicate.
Market the PSP?
Well, we'll roll with that, okay. I was going to say you can't replicate Kevin Butler, but no. But, you know, they started out showing their stuff with 3D, which...
Take it or leave it.
Yeah, I mean, again, you got to buy the television, and then, you know, and that's still a lot of money. So 3D technology on a home console, still a little pricey, and it's going to be pricey for a while, I can imagine. But they show Killzone 3, and now, obviously, since I was at home, didn't see it in 3D, so I don't know how much it, you know, popped.
It popped?
So the games they showed in 3D, Killzone, Motorstorm, iPet, if I miss any or if I, you know, misunderstood, correct me, MLB The Show, The Fight.
Okay, seriously, we go back to that whole naming convention thing, The Fight. What do you think you do in that game?
Snack?
Play baseball?
It's a sequel to Farmville.
Wow. But anyway, they also, now I think this was via video, not really obviously gameplay, Crysis 2, Mortal Kombat, GT5, the Sly Collection.
Oh, then,
I think that's where they ended their 3D video, was with the Sly Collection, if I'm not mistaken.
Sly Collection.
Dude, I'm so excited about that. Those games are awesome.
Yeah.
I love Sly Cooper.
Alrighty. But trying to integrate Move in 3D and saying that's the only way to get in, you know, physically, or not physically, but put yourself in the game. I forget the exact words they said it at the conference, but...
They said, Ridge Racer!
Whatever.
Shut up.
And then, you know, obviously from there, they moved on to...
They moved on.
Yeah.
Oh!
To the Wii HD.
Oh, snap. Snap, 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 snap.
That's essentially what it is.
What are you talking about? They're called Move Sports and Move Party and you shut up.
Well, I mean, we all know, or at least most of us. I don't know how everyone feels, but for me, it's the Wii with HD graphics. I mean, it's all been done before, pretty much. I mean, they showed Heroes on the Move. Is the reaction I was expecting right there.
No. The game looks fine. I have no problem with it. The game's if anybody remembers Laugh Olympics from when you were a kid, you know.
No.
The collection of all your favorite characters in one place. I think it's a cool idea, but the names.
No. The names. They don't get paid the big bucks for nothing.
My ass. Need to hire a new marketing camp. Oh my god, somebody's playing Singularity. Never mind.
Alrighty then.
Wait, what?
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. I'll send you that link. There you go. Go click that. Go ahead.
I don't want to click it.
Well, keep talking about Move. Go ahead.
See, I don't know what they showed. Did they demo any games besides Tiger Woods?
Twisted Metal? On Move. I'm sorry.
Yeah, on
the... Yeah, that awesomely named game, Sorcery.
Well, Sorcery, right.
I wonder what you do in that game.
That's a good question. I don't know. What do you do in that game?
Sorcery. I'm sorry. I make fun of the names I do, but I have to admit, Sorcery looked good.
It looked cool.
I will give you that it looked good, but seriously, we need a new name.
Right. And, you know, for some reason, I know, well, it hasn't been done on the Wii, but, I mean, it can be done.
What, Ninja Bread Man?
Yes, Ninja Bread Man. But, I mean, they showed videos, you know, showing Brunswick Bowling, Sports Champions, Start the Party, Sing Star Dance. And then other titles, bigger titles that are going to incorporate Move, obviously SOCOM 4, the new Time Crisis, via patch, RE5 Gold Edition, what their version of that animal game for whatever the hell it's called, Invisimals or whatever it's called.
That's PSP.
Oh, I moved on to PSP.
I was going to say, your notes, you need to make better annotations and things.
I didn't have a line to, you know.
Draw it in the sand, bitch.
So, I mean, you know. And then they say, obviously, they said Killzone. Is Killzone using Move?
Yes, it will fully support Move, however he said it. I don't have a cool accent like he does.
I mean, so they're obviously going to support this via patches for a lot of games. So I still don't care. I mean, I will still play these games with
the DualShock?
Yes, with the DualShock, yes. I don't care about Move. I don't care, you know, like the Wii, I would rather use, like I said before, the classic controller, and I'm not going to use Kinect. I don't care about motion sensor.
You don't want to pew, pew, pew.
No. I don't. Connect, this has failed to sell me on anything.
I don't know. I thought that they did a much better job of selling it than Connect, obviously, yeah, because it's aimed more towards, you know, every game as opposed to one game. But right, I still will not choose this method to play the game. There's no way. Put a controller in my hand with 40 buttons, that's me.
Absolutely. And, you know, the price points.
September 19th,
the motion controller, $50.
Yeah, and everybody cheered because they thought that was the whole thing.
But then came the navigation controller for $30, where everyone was like, what the fuck?
And then they also didn't mention in their little presentation that you have to have the iToy. The PlayStation Eye, I'm sorry.
You're right.
Which is $40, isn't it?
They included that in one of the bundles.
Yeah, yes, you'll get it in the bundle with Sports Champion for $100.
For $100, which, you know, you could have got from there saying, oh, we need the camera.
Well, but the navigation controller doesn't come in that bundle. Why?
No, it doesn't. And it doesn't come in
the... You don't need it, that's why.
You don't need it, but it's just like the Nunchuck. There's going to be games that require it.
No.
They're saying no game will require it?
I played some games that didn't require the... I just used the single controller.
If they don't have it required ever, why would they make it?
You can use it. I don't know. Maybe games like Heavy Rain and SOCOM need it, because those were the games I did play it with.
Okay, because that's the thing is, like, if it... I think it's like the Nunchuck on the Wii Remote. But didn't I hear somewhere that you can use the DualShock 3 in place of it?
Yeah, you can use the DualShock in place, so I was just going to say that.
How awkward would that be, though?
I would just use the DualShock instead of it.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
I don't want Sports Champ, so I'll just be buying them all separately.
Yeah. And it's comparable to the Wii Remote. It's about the same price if you just buy the Move controller and the navigation controller.
Right.
But then you have to buy that camera, which I already have one, so to me it wasn't an issue. I have one. But they kind of snuck it out there that, like,
well,
they didn't say, hey, you have to have it, but you do.
If you don't have it, like, I don't have any of it, obviously. So you're looking at 100 plus another 30 if you want the navigation control. So if Natal is rumored at 150 and it sticks with that, it's, you know, roughly around the same price range.
It's comparable, but people won't see it that way because Sony marketed it differently.
They did market differently.
You can play Move for $50, which technically you can't.
You can.
But you can't. Because you don't have the camera.
If you have the camera.
There's always the ifs and buts.
Oh, there's always that they don't mention right on at the conference.
Which is like Microsoft.
Like you can play Kinect if you have a 360.
Yeah. I want to plug it in without it. I want that shit to work without it.
You might not get the desired results, Ken.
Actually, I think
I
will.
Be about the same.
But yeah, I was going to say, it'll be about the same. You just jump around, look stupid, and not have any fun. I mean,
I guess. But, so, I mean, you know, it is what it is. If you have a Wii, if you have a PS3, you'll still like it. Because there's going to be some games in here that you might want to play. For me, not really. For others, maybe.
I just hope they never make any core games that require you to play with it.
If they make it a requirement, that will be a failure.
Well, it will have to be required to play things like Sports Champions and Sorcery.
But for games like SOCOM 4, was it required?
No, it's not required. In fact, if you play online with Move, I will just make fun of you.
Well, that's as long as they don't make those kind of games. I mean, games that need it, like Sports Champions and maybe, you know, well, I'm looking down here. Brunswick, I guess. I don't know.
Do you don't want a bowl?
I would like to, but I mean, I'll use my controller.
Dude, Wii Bowling was like the greatest thing ever, as far as bowling games are concerned, and you know this.
Which is...
Yeah.
See, this is why I'm so still... I know Kinect, I'm not sold. I can't say the entirely different thing on PS Move, and I know that's going to be a lot of flack for that, but... It's motion control, but different. You know, there's one opposite. They're not opposite in it. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I don't know what you're trying to say either, because to me, Kinect is a giant failure.
I agree with
that. But Move is just Wii with better graphics. I mean, I'm sure it's a little more accurate. I mean, I could be wrong in that because
I think I don't know. I feel like I need to like blow y'all's minds sometime soon because this is killing me.
No, okay. Go ahead because I need
go. Go ahead.
Okay, so I got to go up to the second level of the booth and I got to play everything. And I should start by saying I hate 3D and I hate motion control.
Okay.
Okay. So that's where we're going with this. Like, that's where I was. I hate 3D and I hate motion control. I still hate 3D. Move for the sports and all that crap. It is like playing with a nice Wii controller. It works, but it's the same crap. We've all played it. Why go there again? It's a rehash. But move with SOCOM and Heavy Rain, move with core games, rocked my freaking world.
Really?
I am not even kidding you. And I cannot believe more people aren't talking about this. For the core games, SOCOM, oh my gosh, Heavy Rain, I was like ready to bust a sweat in this fight. Like, it was the most intense, and it worked like amazingly well. Like, without, like, I never had to like freak out or get mad that like the motion controls weren't working or that I was using motion control. Like, and I got to play seated. I was sitting down because I am not doing any motion control where I have to like move around more than that.
Now, here's a question about Heavy Rain. Does the move control actually make it a game?
You didn't like Heavy Rain. You're actually like, you go and you knock on a door, you knock on a door.
So they changed the game.
You're still pushing like you're still in that intense thing where you're hitting, like, you have to hit this button, hold it, and then you have to add in this button.
Yeah.
And then you have to do this motion. So it's still the same sort of intensity and, oh, crap. You know, but with motion.
Interesting.
So it makes it a better game, in my opinion. Like, I want to go back and I'm going to play Heavy Rain with move.
Because that's the reason why I didn't like it, is because all you did was hold buttons.
Right. So you might want to try it out with move. And I think that's what... So I was amazed, because I really do hate motion control, but playing those games with move, I couldn't believe how boring and crappy and normal they were with like the Wii Sports stuff, but how well they worked with a core game.
Okay, so, well, consider my mind blown then.
Yeah.
SOCOM 4 was pretty sweet.
I just wonder if that's the one game that they really focused on, though, and I think we'll get the same Wii crap with, hey, it supports move in other games. Like, if you play Call of Duty or something, it's like it's just supported and it's not as good.
I don't know. I mean, the controller works well, so you're just not in the same situation, I think, as with the Wiimote, where it... Like, to me, the Wiimote doesn't work awesome. You know?
Yeah.
But this... Well,
is that with the Wii Motion Plus attached, though?
Yeah, I've used, Wii Motion Plus. I have Wii Motion Plus.
Hmm.
Question.
Do you know when SOCOM 4 is coming out?
When is SOCOM 4 coming out? I have it in my notes. I can check. Don't I? I'm just going to give you dead air now.
I like dead air.
Now, hearing it and actually seeing it, it's two different things for me, so I need to see it. I need someone to have move now and invite me over so I can see it.
I ain't inviting you over even if I do have it.
What the hell? I will show the fuck up.
You will. And then you'll get kicked.
But I want to. I really do want to see this.
So it is actually this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really.
Well, maybe. Yeah, if I see it in motion and it wows me, I may have to pick it up just for SOCOM, because I was going to get SOCOM anyways, but I wasn't going to get the move. You know.
Yeah, we'll try it out. I mean, hopefully they'll have, because I think that's where we're at now. We're so sick of this junk. That, like, if I hadn't tried out move, I would still be, like, ticked, you know, and think it sucks. I really think it's something that people need to try out, and hopefully they'll have that opportunity, you know, maybe in retail or something like that. They'll have.
Yeah, I can see a Best Buy, like Best Buy having it or something.
Yeah. Freaking Best Buy has everything.
Yeah.
That's true.
So then, from there, if you want me to continue, I saw GT5 and Killzone 3 in 3D.
3D!
I hate 3D. I still hate 3D. I mean, it looks cool, I guess, but it makes things darker. When things are going really fast, they blur. I saw iPet in 3D, and that looked worse in 3D, in my opinion.
Whenever I see those videos of iPet with like people playing it, everybody in the background just looks like they're having so many issues. Like, the whole family's, like, standing there trying to touch the damn thing, and they can't get a hold of it. And they're all wearing the glasses, so they all look like they're, like, secret agents.
That's the other funny thing. The glasses, the 3D glasses at the Sony booth, were made for, like, giant people heads and not my tiny lady head. So, like, I kid you not, they were, like, falling off my face. Which just made it, you know, that much more enjoyable, let me tell you.
So much immersion.
When I'm, like, holding the glasses on my face. Yeah, so Killzone 3 does look awesome. I think they're still, like, 8 months out from release. And what we saw was alpha build. And that, it looks really good. Plus, I gotta give a shout out to the Gorilla guys, because I handed them my business card, and they were like, N4G, that's our favorite site. I guess
sweet.
They track.
I wonder why.
I guess they tracked our game on N4G. They love using the tracking game feature.
Yeah.
See all the news and reviews. So Killzone 3 is awesome. I hate 3D. Gran Turismo 5 looks great. I guess there is still an unannounced feature. Because those guys just, like, are killing me.
I know what the unannounced feature is.
I think it's a track editor. What do you think it is?
I think it's the release date.
November 2nd.
I'll believe it when I see it on the shelf.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go out and I'm going to say, I hope... Because the guy I talked to, he said that I asked him what his favorite feature was, and he said he can't tell me it's the unannounced feature.
Oh.
So that makes me think it has to be awesome enough. Because at first I was like, a track editor, no way, how are they going to do that? But if it's awesome enough that it is his favorite feature, I'm thinking maybe. But I really like, you know, I know that ZT isn't into GT, so.
No, it's not my game, so I just, I give it crap. I respect the game, because I think it's really well done. Just like I respect Forza, but I just don't like either one of them.
Yeah. So if it's a track editor, I think people will lose their poop over that. Yeah, so, and Jeff Borsick just sent me a link.
He's sending a video or something?
Yeah, it's a video, so don't watch it right now.
But I was going to say, I can't watch that right now. Come on.
Yeah. It's SOCOM being played with a Move controller.
Get out the way, Move.
Does it not go well?
No. The article says he loved it, so.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, we played it through on, like, and then we asked for, like, harder difficulty.
I'm excited about SOCOM.
Yeah, it looks good.
Especially after the debacle that was Confrontation.
You know, I had fun playing Confrontation, but I think it's because I'm just a SOCOM fan.
Well, I am too, but I just... It just... I don't know. Everybody wanted it to work, but it just didn't.
I don't know. I played, and I didn't have any problem. I walked around and shot people. That's what you do in that game, right?
Yeah, generally.
So I think my conclusion is that I wish that developers I liked with games that I liked would stop wasting time and money on 3D. I know that they're kind of, maybe they have to do it because Sony wants to sell 3D televisions. So they need a product, and they're having their first party devs make these games. But it just really frustrates me that, like, that the resources are going into that when I really don't want it.
No, I'm totally there. I don't see the point in 3D right now. I just think it's way too early and it's way too expensive to be banking on it.
Yeah.
Now, I do have to ask, since you were there all over the Sony place, did you hear anything from Insomniac?
No, there was no Insomniac even presence that I saw. I was bummed that I think they said they weren't going to announce at E3. Maybe they've just started work on the new IP. I think the earliest we'd hear about it is Gamescom.
See, I was excited to see what they were going to do, because we kind of rumored that Microsoft would have them show up there, because, you know, there's always that, oh, look what we got that you don't have, blah, 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 or, you know, we're going to have Kojima come out because it's a big deal, he's on our system. We thought they would do that with Insomniac now that they're making a game, but no, nothing.
Yeah, I think they're just not ready to show anything.
I think that's good, though.
Yeah.
Don't show it till it's ready.
Yeah, I was bummed not to see Last Guardian, though. I was really hoping to see that.
I was shocked they didn't show that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a little surprised that they didn't show that either. I was... And I'm also surprised they didn't announce the Eco Shadow of the Colossus bundle thingy Blu-ray.
That hasn't been confirmed.
Yeah, but that's what
you're just holding on to a dream.
A.
Whatever, Killer Instinct.
Hey, you know what? I've accepted the fact that it ain't coming out. See, I just keep hanging on to that too.
One of your hopefuls was shown, which was a pretty big shock for me at the end of the conference.
Oh, yes. The fact that David Jaffe actually is making a game?
Yeah, which the fact that he lied.
Well, it's him. Come on now.
Well, you know, before we get to Twisted Metal, they showed a bunch of PSP titles.
Yeah, but we can skip over that.
Well, God of War? Everyone,
it was a joke.
Okay. Well, there's God of War, Ghost of Sparta, which is, I guess, a prequel to his rise.
You know, I love God of War. I do. I really, really do. But are we milking it at this point?
Yes. Hell no.
Just shut up, Gears.
I think if it's a good game, you know, if it's genuinely a good game, then it's not milking it. It's when the games become, you know, shovelware. That's my
Tony
line,
Hawk?
Personally.
Yeah.
Or when you do a Kratos kart racer.
Yeah. Hey, they made a Mortal Kombat kart racer. You know that?
What?
They made a Mortal Kombat kart racer.
They did.
It was built into Armageddon.
I remember that.
Yep.
Wow. Let's see. Hot Shots Tennis, Patapon 3, Fat Princess, Tetris.
Really?
Yeah.
Fucking Tetris?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that just blows my mind. Hey, here's our awesome PSP lineup of games you can't get anywhere else. Tetris.
Yeah, man, Tetris deserves to be on a Nintendo portable system.
No, I could play Tetris on a sundial. It's not exactly
complicated. On a sundial. That is impressive, my friend.
Yes.
And then, of course, Kingdom Hearts is coming to the PSP.
Yeah, I've been hearing about so many games. See, the funny thing is you mentioned all that stuff, and the only game on PSP that excited me, outside of God of War, the third birthday.
Yeah, I did. I missed some games because it was in that montage in my handwriting.
We're going to need a montage.
But, yeah, that looks pretty interesting.
Do you know what it is?
I have no idea what it is.
It's Parasite Eve.
Yeah, I was just...
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sure. It was the game that was made for the phone, the mobile phones last year, being ported to the PSP.
Because about that,
I was pissed that when they announced it last year, it was only on mobile. I'm still pissed that it's only on PSP.
Well, you have a PSP, you'll be alright.
Yeah, but you can play it a lot easier.
You know what? I have an iPod too. I can play all the whatever games too, but I don't.
No, that's true.
I'm struggling to play through Metal Gear, and I love Metal Gear.
I hear that's pretty hard on the PSP.
I hate PSP. I hate portable games. I do. I own both systems. I think the DS is a lot easier than the PSP to play.
Yeah.
But I still don't play very many games on it.
Especially the DS XL.
Yeah. The thing's monster. I could, like, smack somebody in the head with it in a fight.
Yeah. Use it as an effective weapon. And then they focused more on... not the 3D side of the move side, but just the normal PS3 side of things, which they announced PS Plus.
Snap.
Obviously is comparable to the 360 price of $50 a year.
But it's not comparable to the features.
Not to the features.
Okay. I want to have a discussion about PSN Plus, because I think I'm the only one in here. I don't know. But I'm most likely going to do it.
Okay, are you going to do it for life?
Probably not.
Okay, well then all that free stuff you got is not yours anymore.
Yeah, but how long do you need it for? If you've had it for 5 years, you drop out.
Well, you got to understand, from my mentality, I'm a hoarder. I like everything that I pay for, I get to keep it. Which if Microsoft, and I'm not playing favorites here, if Microsoft doesn't let me bring all my downloadable stuff to the next Xbox system, I'm going to be pissed.
A lot of people will be pissed.
Yeah,
I'd be pissed there with you.
So, I don't like paying for something that I don't get to keep.
I guess PlayStation Plus sounded to me like an upscale Core, because it was like basically everything I was getting with Core.
Yeah.
You know, it's like all those the same sort of things, you know, the same appeal, you know, features, content, interviews, demos, betas. They added discounts, I guess. I didn't really get discounts with Core.
That's basically like Xbox Live Gold. We get discounts on arcade games like once a week.
Right.
So, I mean, it sounds like a lot. And what I think this is I think it's Sony realizing they need to make money off of their online, but they can't charge for the most important feature because they've already given it for free.
And that's what the platform they've been going off of. Like, yeah, we can, you know, you can play online for free on our system. You know, they've been saying that for so long that they couldn't just say, oh, sorry, now you got to pay for it.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I'm glad they didn't.
Yeah, yeah. If they'd have done that, that would have been a big slap in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Well, you know, you can do it for a year for $50 or 3 months for $18, and they're giving away 3 month free trials to see if you actually do like it.
Well, I think I'm gonna try it. And if I like it, I might stick with it.
See, so. I thought the 3 month thing was for if you subscribed for the first year.
Yeah, it is. I think
so. In order to get the free trial, you have to pay for it.
I didn't get that.
Yeah,
you
have to subscribe for a year to get an extra 3 months for free.
They didn't say that.
Huh?
That's what I've been reading. I don't know.
Because seems like stupid to give somebody a free trial for paying for something. It's like, hey, you want to try this demo? Buy the game.
Well, no, that's why they didn't say that at the way I took it is they're offering these two packages and they're going to let you try for 3 months to see if you want to proceed with, you know, buying a package.
No, and I understand where they said that at the conference, but all the reports after the conference, people were saying that 3 months is if you ordered the first year. Now, I could be wrong. Don't get me wrong. It's not like everything that comes out of E3 that I know for certain, but I've read that in more than one place.
Yeah, me too.
Well, that would just be the ultimate stupidity right there.
Yeah, it's
or
like
what it could be is like you subscribe for the year and you have 3 months to cancel without being charged or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that sounds like one of those pyramid schemes for like the CDs and stuff.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to cancel it. You know, you're like, oh, I forgot. Oh, I got charged. Oh, it's okay.
See, that's what it could be. I'm not sure, though.
Yeah. You know, they're doing this now. And I'm already paying $50 a year. I can't see me paying another $50.
Well, I'm not going to pay $50 a year for them to tell me what game I get.
No.
Because, you know, out of that first month, he's like, oh, you get Wipeout. Oh, you get this. Oh, you get that. I'm like, you know what? The only thing in that package I don't have is Rallycross, and that's $6.
Yeah, I know. I already own Wipeout, too. That's why I was kind of like, you know, cool, but, you know.
That's a great deal, but you don't get to choose.
Mm-hmm.
First off, ZT is right. I was reading on the PlayStation blog. You get a bonus 3 months for signing up for Plus.
What I thought.
They're not charging for online, so they're just adding features. So it's nice in that you can totally have the normal PlayStation experience still without forking out any extra cash. But if you are those people that love core and want more, like the people that go to the PlayStation blog meetups, you know, you can pay for more exclusive stuff. Because see, I get annoyed that I don't pay for live. I don't pay for gold because I'm not on my 360 enough to use it. You know,
that's totally like, understandable. Which is the same on this end where if they're going to tell you what games you get and you don't really care about the inside stuff, there's no point.
I would be shocked if you paid for it. I'd be like, really?
Yeah, no,
I don't think.
No, I don't think I would, unless eventually to a point where it gets like... And that's the other thing that bothered me, is like, if I sign up next year, I don't get all the free crap you guys got this year.
Mm. Well.
You do when you share my account, I guess.
Well, yeah, you know. I'm just speaking in a general consensus, not everybody else.
Yeah, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to try the 3 months, and then see where that gets me. And if I really like it, I'll subscribe for the year. If I don't, sorry. Lose all my crap.
No, but I think that's what I was just reading was that you have to subscribe for the year to get the bonus 3 months.
Yeah, you don't get to try before you buy.
Yeah, but there's like, isn't there like a 3 month one too that you could do?
$18.
You can do $18, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to try, I think.
Yeah.
Damn, that's like almost half the price for one quarter of the year.
Yeah.
That's true.
But if he hates it, then he's not out the extra $30.
That's true, I guess, but God,
I don't know.
We need to get rid of all this pay subscription crap. I've been saying for years they need to get rid of the price of Xbox Live. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I have no choice because every one of my games is on that system and that's the one I play on.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, after that, Little Big Planet 2.
I know I've gotten flamed, but I don't care.
I played it with fun.
Actually, yeah, I didn't buy the first Little Big Planet, so I'm actually think this is where I'm going to jump in at. Like,
oh, this ain't Xbox.
But it looks good. Like what I saw of it looked really good.
I think it looks good, but that's my problem. Is like it just makes the first one feel obsolete now. Even exactly. I did read that you can bring all of your creations into the second one, which I think is good. But I don't know. I just thought that this would be like, and I know I'm left for deading it again, but I thought it should just be an expansion, even if it was a $40 expansion.
But I agree with you on that one, man.
I mean, a lot of people won't.
Yeah.
I understand where, and I understand that there's a lot of crap in this game. The tools have been expanded, but what about the guys who don't care about the tools?
Mm.
We can't play the games that are from Little Big Planet 2 and Little Big Planet 1.
Right.
So if you want to open yourself up to that whole new, you know, section of whatever they're going to create from the second one, you have to go spend the $60.
Yeah.
So it's a $60 expansion.
Yeah, exactly, which is what Left 4 Dead 2 was, and I will never say otherwise. Even though people are like, they're so much different, they still give me flack about it. And yes, I enjoy it, and I had fun, and I still play it, but I still think it should have been an expansion.
Yeah.
Well, Medal of Honor with, you know, exclusive content.
The EA exclusive stuff.
Yeah, Dead Space 2 is exclusive.
Which, that's kind of interesting. I liked how they did that.
You get Extraction with move support.
Move support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which Extraction was a good game, but...
Even though it made me motion sick, which you laughed at me about.
I will.
Zero.
I'm
for $60, you get two games. You do.
It's a Wii game. It's not another game.
It's one and a half games.
You get two games.
It's another game.
You get two games, and you know, for people who missed out on Extraction because they don't have a Wii or didn't want to play it on the Wii, you can play it now.
But it's still the Wii version.
It doesn't. It's still you get two games. So it's intriguing. That's the intriguing content, I think.
Well, let me ask you this: are you buying it on the PS3?
I don't know yet.
Oh, wait a minute! Wait a minute!
There is factors in this. I don't know how, because Kat, you know, the way she played it out is intriguing me more about Move. But again, I won't know until I actually can see it for myself.
Yeah. Until I own Move, I don't know if I'm getting it on the
PS3. Yeah, so I can't answer that question yet. Well, so right now, I don't know what I'm getting it on.
Well, here's what I tell you. You don't get it on either one because you still ain't finished the first one.
Suck it.
Oh, shit.
And Portal 2 was...
Oh, big fat Gabe Newell just pisses me off.
And I wonder how many kids they gave him to eat to say that it's going to be the best version.
He ripped the hell out of PlayStation, then he shows up and says it's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
Well, you know.
Writing about it on Penny Arcade, like, how many, are there only, like, you know, a handful of fat guys in the industry that they shuffle between the big three companies? You know, like, this year, this fat dude supporting this of the big three. You know?
Oh my god, he just kills me because I think PlayStation is a mess. I don't like it. It's a terrible system. Then this year, Portal will be the best on PlayStation 3.
But he did come out and said that, you know, he was hard on these this generation of consoles.
Well, you know what made him soft is whatever they put in his wallet.
I was just going to say, I wonder
how much money they gave him.
He should have walked out with the briefcase that he got of cash.
He probably
it's probably the same briefcase that Microsoft gave Hideo Kojima to come out 2 years in a row.
Yeah, well,
I'm just kidding.
And
that's how it works.
For whoever watched the conference, did the EA guy who came out on stage?
He used to be at Microsoft.
Did he look like Jack Shepard when he was off the island? You know, all drunk and beardy.
Drunk and beardy.
Oh, I thought you were talking about John Shepard. You're talking about the Medal of Honor guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Didn't he look like Jack Shepard?
Well, he didn't come out and go. Kate, we gotta get off the island.
You're right, he didn't, but I mean, honestly, did he not look like him?
I'd have to go back and watch again.
Yeah, I don't really remember.
Because I want to
check on this.
Because I did go back and watch it, because when I first watched it on television, I'm like, holy shit, it's Jack fucking Shepard.
Okay, well,
I will red flag this as high priority. All
right.
I do have like, has anybody been on the PlayStation Network to see all the E3 stuff that they're like posting for you to download? Why did they forget the fourth part of the conference? Because I didn't get to watch it because I was at work, so I downloaded it and it ends right after the EA thing.
Wow.
Like, there's no fourth part, and I'm like,
so you didn't see the Twisted Metal?
No, I haven't seen Twisted Metal, and I'm like, do I have to subscribe to PSN Plus to see the end of the conference? Because I was pissed. I looked through every day of E3, and I'm like, I can't find the fourth part of the conference.
So you still haven't seen it?
I saw it on game trailers. I saw the trailers, but I didn't see Jaffe's presentation.
If you go to E3.com, they have a recap of all the conferences. And not just they have, you know, rebroadcast.
You know what? I want to watch it on my TV.
Well, then hook up your computer to your television.
Suck it. I shouldn't have to. Sony should give me the fourth part of the conference because, you know.
You got to pay $50.
Kiss my ass.
And then the other ones that I saw were Mafia 2, Assassin's Creed, and Infamous 2, which not only do I hate the look of Cole, I hate his voice now.
Speaking of Infamous 2, real quick, funny thing. I'm on Giant Bomb's website right now, and their headline for Infamous 2 is Infamous 2 Electric Boogaloo, and I totally think they stole that from you guys.
Sons of bitches.
We should have trademarked that, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of nerds in the industry, didn't Gambus get somebody's Skype name that's going to be on the show?
Oh, we're bringing that out, aren't we? the last 10 minutes of day three. I was like, I'm gonna go buy Ignition Entertainment again because I went by there earlier that same day because I knew that a gentleman by the name of Shane Bentenhausen works for Ignition Entertainment. So first time I went, I didn't see him. So it was like 10 minutes till. Everybody was starting to close up, powering down systems, stuff like that. And there he was talking to some gentleman. So after he finished talking, I introduced myself and told him that I am co-host to a podcast in 4G. And he was like, oh, yeah, News for Gamers. I was like, yep, that's right. And we had a little conversation, and he gave me his Skype name. So perhaps he might be on a future episode.
If he is ever on this show, I'm going to be here.
That's a big thing that I want to get towards the end of this year, and that's why I know Kat and Gambus both made a lot of connections at the show, is I want to get more guests on the show.
Yeah.
Big people in the industry and stuff. I think it'll be fun.
That would be awesome.
But anyway,
I remember you geeking out when I did that interview with Shane at PAX.
I know, I couldn't help it. Which, I take it since I didn't hear anything, neither one of you got a hold of Ed Boon.
No.
I'll get him eventually.
Not for lack of trying.
I know, I'll get him eventually.
I'm trying to get Ed Boon's... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, he can't hide for much longer. He will be found.
I'll get him.
I was on a mission to get Ed Boon's sweaty t-shirt for ZT.
Ew.
Alright, so back to Infamous 2.
Yeah, no, I'm still psyched about the game. I hate the way he looks, and I hate the way he douchey talks.
He
does douchey talk. I think they really missed the mark on that one, as far as like they're blaming like people not being attached to the character on his look and his sound, but I think it was the writing. I think that's what it comes down to, is the writing, and wasn't his voice acting or his wardrobe, because those pants are stupid.
How did he grow his hair back?
With electric powers.
Doesn't he have like ice power now too?
That's what
is that what I saw in the trailer?
Yeah.
How did he get that?
Well, I'm sure they'll explain that.
Did he go down to New Orleans and cause, you know, a hurricane and create ice or something stupid?
I agree with you.
Grew his hair back like a chia pet?
There was nothing wrong with the way he talked or looked in the first game. And it's, you know, it didn't allow players to connect with him.
Whatever. Wait, what was that?
Can you do that again, please?
I can't. Yeah. It was a one-time thing. I'm sorry. If you want it again, you'll have to re-listen to the episode.
I'll do that tomorrow, probably.
I'll do like I did to Gambus that one time and take the sound bite and just repeat it 14 times at the end of the show.
No, but that just it pissed me off last week, and it pissed me off this week, and now that I heard him talk. But it's not going to take any away from the game, I don't think, for me. But
it should still be a great game, but
yeah.
I don't know why.
I can see Killer Wolverine just like when he's playing that game, like he's running around the city and just every now and then be like, I fucking hate this guy. I hate you. I hate you so bad, Cole.
And it's sad because I thought he was a really cool character.
Yeah,
and now
he was.
They made him into a cover model for, oh God, I wish I could just say it, but I can't. So he's going to, did they not have it playable on the floor?
They didn't. I was really bummed.
That sucks.
There's so much. Does anybody realize that we complained this year because there were so many games that came out in the first quarter? Do you realize what March 2011 is?
Awesome.
Have you looked at the release list of March 2011?
I'm missing all this great stuff now, so hopefully this time next year I will have an income so I could buy everything.
I don't even think if you have an income you will be able to afford March 2011. Okay, I'm just putting that out there.
Well, at least I can afford some of it.
The only game you need to buy is Mortal Kombat.
Oh, hey, Zero, before I forget, speaking of Mortal Kombat, they re-put up Mortal Kombat 2 on the PS3, and I bought it. Because you told me to that one episode that I was on.
Yes.
And yes, it's very, very good.
Mortal Kombat 2. Cheap.
Yeah, they
cheap
as
in like, oh yeah, they do that. I agree. Yeah, it can be frustrating, but I enjoyed it.
You don't play Mortal Kombat to play against the computer because the AI has cheated since Mortal Kombat 1.
I think they were the originators of the phrase "this game cheats."
Exactly. Yes. The AI in Mortal Kombat has always cheated.
Well, hopefully it won't cheat that much in the new one.
I don't care, because I won't be playing that.
I don't think a lot of people care, because it's going to
be online
awesome.
Killing people, like ripping their faces off.
Or splitting them in half.
With my hat.
Your hat. Of doom. But let's talk about Twisted Metal.
Oh, the last Sony thing to come out. David
the very
Jeffy.
Last Sony thing to be announced.
So he was making a game.
So he was.
For 2 years.
Mm.
That looks like Twisted Metal Black.
Yeah. But it's Twisted Metal.
I'm not discrediting the fact that I'm going to play this and love it, because I'm a big Twisted Metal fan, but really? Wow. It didn't look all that great. Graphically.
No.
Am I the only one that felt that way? I mean, everybody else saw it.
No,
I
don't.
I felt that same way.
Yeah.
But, I was just still in shock throughout the whole... Because, I mean, I was on the phone with you. Because you were, I guess, on your way home.
Yeah, I was driving home. I was wanting to know if they announced anything, like, major.
And they just did.
Twisted Metal.
So, no, it looks like Black. But, it's going to be awesome.
Well, yeah, it's Twisted Metal. It's just like the excuse I would use if they announced Killer Instinct and it looked like a butthole. I'm like, but it's Killer Instinct.
Oh, it looks like a butthole.
That's, it's Twisted Metal.
Yeah.
Is butthole a new rating on our graphics scale?
Yeah, I think we'll start using that one. There's quite a few games that would fall into that category.
We need to trademark that.
We do, but I don't think we can trademark a butthole.
Yes, we need to try.
Davis, you can go ahead and try.
I want you to call the patent office and ask him to trademark a butthole.
How much would it cost to trademark a butthole?
But no, the first time I saw the footage of it, and I'm like, okay, this is Twisted Metal. It looks like crap as far as like new generation games go. And then I saw him blow something up, and it kind of just disappeared. Like he blows a building up, and it just disappears. I'm like, what? Where are we? Is this PS2? And apparently the game's been in development for 18 months, is what I read.
Wait, so it's not a PSN title?
I don't know. I thought it was a full retail game.
I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, I was just like, wow, this doesn't look very good, but I know it's going to be fun. I know it'll be good.
I was listening to a podcast, and they were saying they're kind of down on the whole, like, arena car combat games now, because we've had so many great track-based combat games, like racing combat games, since the last Twisted Metal, you know?
I don't know. It's like anything else. It's Twisted Metal. You know it's going to be good. Like, everything in between Twisted Metal that tried to be Twisted Metal just wasn't any good.
Yeah.
I have no doubt that every game David Jaffe has worked on, minus Calling All Cars, I did not find that enjoyable, have been fun. So.
I think they said that a majority of the original team is back on this one, too.
And that's fine. I think it'll be great. I'm just so shocked at how bad it looks, and to hear him criticize people's work.
Yeah.
I guess is really what kind of bothers me about it. I'm like, you didn't do much better. I guess that's really why I'm shocked mostly. And the fact that it is a PS3 game, and I see stuff like Killzone and Infamous and Uncharted, and I'm like, oh my god, these are first party games. They look phenomenal. You know, Ratchet looks phenomenal. All these games look great, and then we see Twisted Metal.
Yeah. It's all about gameplay.
Oh, of course, and I'm sure it'll be great.
I hope playing it online. That new mode that they showed looks pretty interesting.
Was it called Nuke?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That looks pretty interesting.
I think it'll be fun. I have no doubt.
Yeah. But that's all that I can see from the press conference from Sony. Any thoughts from the floor?
I got to play Shooter 2 because I'm a Pixel Junk junkie.
Oh, yes. Pixel Junk Shooter 2.
Yeah, I forgot that was even announced.
I don't know if it was announced at the show, was it? I think it was before.
No, it wasn't at the show.
Yeah, so that was really great. They've got some really cool new stuff. And I forget, like, their games are so unassuming. Like, you know, I picked it up and I'm like, crap, I forgot how hard this game can be.
Yeah, that first one was ridiculous.
Yeah, so they've got some really neat things in too. I don't know, I think that was kind of it from, like, the Sony-specific stuff. There's other games on the floor that I'm sure, you know, don't fit in the big three.
That's where I'm kind of going next, is to see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Outside of the big three.
Well, my grade, Sony, real quick.
Okay, you go ahead.
I also gave them a B+.
You thought they were there with Nintendo?
See, this is where I struggled. I can't pick a winner. I know Microsoft wasn't the winner.
I can pick a loser.
And that's Microsoft. Which, whatever. I don't know. I think there's a tie for me. Sony and Nintendo really stole the show.
Well,
Nintendo really got the crowd going. It was a really big crowd pleaser, but Sony, I don't think they lost anything. They showed a lot of games, which is what I want to see.
Yeah.
You know, same with Nintendo. Yeah. They showed me a lot of games. That's what makes me happy.
Yeah, which, you know, that was what Microsoft was lacking.
Yeah.
If Microsoft would have ran their two little montage videos for Xbox Live Arcade and their actual... What I was kind of laughing about, the controller montage, which games that still use a real controller, they would have gone very far because there's a lot of kick-ass stuff coming out.
Yeah.
So, and that's what Sony and Nintendo did, except for Nintendo showed, like, all the exclusives. Because, like, you ever notice that Nintendo has all the stuff that only Nintendo has? Like, most of Sony's stuff, like, outside of the obvious big ones, the videos they showed, stuff like, those are coming to 360, except Microsoft didn't really show them.
Right.
But all the Nintendo stuff, it's like, that's only on Nintendo. So.
Yep.
I don't know.
And it looks it.
Well, yeah, it looks like Nintendo. It looks like Butthole.
on the ratings. We're so switching to a new scoring method on ZTGD.
I think we should.
I vote.
Here comes Butthole.
My three favorite games outside of the those big three were Rage, Vanquish, and Civ 5.
Okay, so a lot of people are talking about Vanquish. What was so hot about this game? Because I've watched the videos, and I'm kind of like, eh.
You can, it's just like, it's like a Japanese shooter. It's like Japan was like, hey, we want to get in on this, this shooter action. We're going to make a shooter, and it's going to be badass in Japanese.
Well, it is made by Shinji Mikami, which excites me. But as like a trailer watching the game, it doesn't translate well to just watching somebody play it, I think is the big thing.
Yeah, I think it's... You, like, the way they do the weapon is really cool. You get to, like... Because you're not... I'm going to have to, like, go back to my notes on this. Can someone else talk about this game?
I haven't played it. That's what I was asking.
That is accurate.
I played it really, really briefly. Not as long as I would have liked to have played it, but I really liked the kineticy of I don't even think it's a word.
What the hell?
Of the gameplay.
You work for Microsoft.
Yes.
Snap.
The speed that the game, you know, moved, and I also liked how there's a lot of subtle things about it, like when there was this boss fight, and the boss shot essentially about 24 missiles at you. However, they moved so quickly that if you literally blinked, you missed it. Just to give you an idea how quick the combat is. I like the look of the game.
It's really fast.
For some reason, the character kind of reminded me of like a more of a futuristic version of Isaac from Dead Space.
Yeah.
Kind of like a mixture of Dead Space armor intermixed with the Guyver from anime, Japanese anime. Looked pretty sweet. I thought it was pretty cool. I enjoyed that, and there was another game that was quasi similar, but not really. And that was Quantum Theory by Tecmo Koei.
Mm-hmm.
I got to play some of that, and it's basically Gears of War, but with a Eastern aesthetic. And like the stage that I played looked like it was inside of this really odd looking cathedral, and a bunch of biomechanical creatures were always attacking you. And it played like Gears of War, and you played as this dude, and you got this woman that's with you, and one of the attacks is, well, it wasn't an attack, but it was kind of like a strategy button where you actually throw the girl ahead of you.
Women have been lowered to being projectiles now.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, he picks her up and just chucks her to, like, the next area. Yeah.
Oh my god, that's awful.
Because she basically acts as like your cover. she does. Seriously.
Operation Get Behind the Woman. What the hell, man?
Well, she's behind you most of the time. Like default, like her default position is that she's like behind you.
She's submissive to you.
Pretty much. She's like shooting the enemies and stuff, and then when you press the. I think it was the B button.
Oh, the B button, huh?
He picks her up because she automatically, like when you press the button, even if she's like 20, 25 feet away from you, she's automatically right with you when you press the button and you throw her. And it's sort of like, here, you know, there might be some enemies around this corner. Why don't I throw you over there to see?
You go check it out, baby.
Yeah.
What the hell?
But,
oh my god, it's awful.
It was pretty good. Another game that I actually played at the Tecmo Koei booth was, Fist of the North Star. And it's basically, if you're familiar with the anime series Fist of the North Star, It's basically Dynasty Warriors, but instead of fighting with swords, you're fighting with kung fu powers, and you make dudes' heads explode. So it's pretty interesting. The character that was being played at the demo that I played was a woman, female character.
Did you throw her around corners?
Yeah. And what was kind of weird about it was she was wearing basically a thong.
Oh,
and yeah, there was a part where you actually had to...
Because that's how I go into a fight.
Yeah.
That's how I go to E3, you know?
Hey, you wouldn't be alone.
Wow.
But,
what?
I'm so confused right now.
Did you go in a thong too, Jason?
No. But back to the game, there was a part where you actually had to go underneath a crawl space, and right when you did that, the camera just went right up the wazoo, man. I tell you.
Is that what they call it now?
I guess. It went
right up our lowest graphics rating?
Yeah. You can see the polygons.
Oh, stop right there.
Oh, for God's sake.
Let's not talk about polygon mommy parts, okay? Let's not.
Well, the thing is, I was almost offended when I played that section. I
notice
was like,
he said almost.
Yeah. Okay, I was offended. I was like, how dare they?
I'm almost offended, but somewhat aroused.
That's offensive. That's offensive. You get that camera that close. That's pretty bad.
I saw your video of Catwoman.
Oh.
Busted.
Busted.
Anyway, okay. Any other...
I thought you were starting to say I saw your video of Cat, and I was like, whoa, what?
You didn't see that one hidden in the vent in your hotel room?
Oh, wow.
Gambus is the one that put the stickers on your mirror. You want to blame it on Microsoft.
Wow. Actually, I like the way Kat kind of you know did her favorite three. So, because I had three of mine written down too that weren't even mentioned yet because they weren't shown at big conferences, but they were shown at other conferences. Bulletstorm.
Yeah.
It's funny how I think that all these are from EA's conference, but anyway.
Well, I think you would like Bulletstorm because it's just.
Over the top.
It's
awesome.
Angry. It's just an angry game.
I've got a t-shirt for you then, Justin.
Well, awesome.
They scare the dicks off people, I think is what the quote was, wasn't it?
Holy shit. Really?
That was there was a quote in the game. It's like, you just scared the dick off me.
Do
they have Gambus in a thong?
Oh.
In the game?
You need to adopt that. I like that. I'm going to use that in the rating system now.
What, scared the dick off of you?
It scared the dick off me.
Okay.
But anyway, Bulletstorm, Crysis 2 looks phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit.
Yeah, yes. Those are all EA.
So I can't believe that I picked three EA games. They all three impressed me.
Well, if you want me to pick three games, I can do that. Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat, and Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
I'm done. That's all
I
need.
I was pretty much nerding out for Civ 5. I was like drooling. There was like a puddle around me.
I think I would have been arrested because I would have tried to get into the Mortal Kombat booth where it was being played.
Yeah.
That's I can't help it. Spring
2011. So that's the only one you're going to pick?
That's it, man.
Really?
That's all I care about. No, a lot of things impress me, but if I could only have one game, that's it.
No, three.
No, I can only have one game.
Okay.
I guess if I had to pick two other ones, I would definitely... I would have to go with Cat on Rage. Rage looked phenomenal.
Yeah, that was really cool.
And then, of course, I'll probably take Marvel Capcom 3 as my third one.
Yeah. My top three games would probably be Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Necromecha by Square Enix from the director of Strider. It's a 2D side-scrolling action game, four-player co-op. Looks amazing.
Is it a downloadable game or a full retail game?
I think it's a downloadable game.
Okay. I just didn't know.
And then probably my game of the show would be Ghost Recon Future. Future Fighter, Future Soldier.
Wow, whatever. Really?
Really?
Yeah.
That shocks me.
Yeah, that... Wow.
Yeah.
Why? Is my question.
Um,
not that,
well,
I'm saying it's bad, but... Or it looked bad, but...
It looks phenomenal, actually. I mean, the graphics are really, really freaking good. Just the whole co-op, you know, stealth camouflage. I saw a demonstration that I had to wait in line for like 35 minutes for, because they were like, oh, we're going to start letting people in 5 minutes. Well, about 25 minutes later, they started letting people in. Yeah, which is kind of crappy on their part. But we got in, and the frag dolls were there demonstrating the game. And what was cool about it was this area where the four soldiers were. They had to take out this terrorist. So what happens is that the terrorist and these other dudes, he had like three other dudes with him, and they were having this kind of like this meeting on this like dock area, and you're basically walking around through the environment stealth with your stealth camouflage, and your stealth mechanism actually has its own battery, so you actually have to seek cover, and sometimes you have to recharge it, so you turn it off and it automatically starts recharging when you're out of stealth. So what happens is that the character, the main person that was playing, was sneaking around the other, and there were some other stealth people, that there was a four player co-op game at this demonstration, was, you know, and the character was sneaking up right behind the soldier while he was having this meeting with these three other guys, and he was like right behind the terrorist, like within like several feet behind him. And then all of a sudden they're like, okay, let's coordinate. And you saw these targets appear on the other three guys' heads, along with the trajectory of the round from the guns that the other soldiers were going to use. And somebody was like, commence in 3, 2, 1, execute. And then all three guys got their heads blown off at the same time by the other three people that were using stealth. And then right at that very same second, the main character walks up, grabs the person, throws him to the ground, and the terrorist guy has been apprehended. And that was the end of that particular section. In the very next section, they showed this really vast terrain, and this helicopter is like coming in. They're like, uh-oh, we got an enemy drone coming in. And the helicopter has a mech dangling from the bottom of it, and it's kind of like curled up, like it's kind of curled up like a ball, and it like drops it, and it kind of like, and it like shock absorbers, and then like the little arms come out of it, which have these like the balls at the bottom of the legs that cause it to move. And the drone, you know, it's got mounted machine guns and stuff on it, or rocket launchers, and it starts moving around, and it's like, you have to figure out some way to take this out, and, you know, but we won't show you how to take it out in this video. So that was pretty much the end of the video, and it was cool, man. It reminded me a lot of Metal Gear Solid 4. Like, mm-hmm. Like, if you can imagine Metal Gear Solid 4 with four-player co-op.
All right.
And without the cutscenes. Like, straight-up gameplay, like a four-player co-op Metal Gear Solid 4. That's pretty much what it reminded me of. And The graphics just look really good. Really good.
All right. Did anybody else have their three?
Rage, Portal 2, and I don't know. I don't know what a third one would be, but those two were really, they really impressed me.
All right. Well, we are running deep into time, so I'm going to run through these tweets as fast as I can. When I posted the message this morning, I said the theme was, what was your favorite thing about E3? The first one comes from Scruff Money. It says, Skittles. My favorite parts of E3 had to be Gabe Newell's appearance at Sony's conference and Kevin Butler's stand-up. Project 6 says, Connectimals was my favorite without a doubt. A tiger named Skittles on my TV. What could be better? End of sarcasm. Snake1972 says, I love the podcast. What do you guys think about the hosts on X-Play, and do you watch Attack of the Show?
I actually did walk right past Adam Sessler, and I didn't say anything to him because he was, like, talking really fast to someone else. He was like, I don't know if he was complaining about something or if he was just short on time, but he was like, I gotta go, and he was talking really fast to someone, so I didn't even bother, you know, walking up to him and say, hey, I like your show, whoa. I didn't even bother doing that. I just walked past him. So.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I like the Cess. I do like the Cess.
He's cool.
I don't care as much for Morgan Webb. And I don't watch Attack of the Show anymore because Olivia Munn just annoys me when she speaks.
Stop watching.
Yeah, same here.
I miss Sarah Lane.
Yes. Back when it was what was that show called before then? There was four people on it.
Oh.
It was on Tech TV, but what was the name of that show?
I don't remember.
I can't remember.
I forgot what was as well. Yeah.
K-Dub, how do you feel?
About Attack of the Show?
Or X-Play?
I really don't watch them anymore.
I don't know. If people want to do this, it's fine. But I don't like how women in the industry like Morgan Webb and Olivia Munn have made it... I don't know, sort of like, in order to be successful women in the industry, we must also pose for a men's magazine. Sort of thing. Like, I think that's kind of damaging to young women in the industry. Like, if they're, you know, looking at becoming journalists or developers or what have you, and they're like, well, I'm not as hot as them. I'm not going to take off my shirt. So, I don't know. That just kind of bugs me that they're kind of, by doing that, it's, every time another woman in the industry does that, I feel like you are making it more of the expectation. You know what I'm saying? And that kind of bugs me.
That and Morgan Webb looks like a football player.
Aww.
Yeah, she's pretty big. Yeah. Yeah.
I leave the subtle jokes in there.
Yeah,
you just go straight
on
the
gusto. Yeah, if she was in a football uniform, she would actually be a little bit on the intimidating side. So.
All right. Altus 1 says, my favorite part of E3 was seeing Rage and Crisis in action. And he also sent these for you. Cat, I wouldn't click on those unless you... He sends those for the guys every week, I guess. He said that's a special Father's Day edition. So there you go, there's three of them. Tyrant94 says...
You think I can't look at, like, Thong Tush?
Oh, no, I think you can, but these are a little extreme.
I was at E3. There were booth babes in less than that.
I don't know. I think these are a little bit less than E3.
Oh, listen to... Jason Dunn clicked, and he's done. Tyrant94 says, hey N4G dudes, a big happy Father's Day to Zero and Wombold, thank you, and my buddy So Doom. Hey Gambus, how was the food at E3?
The food was I had every day of the show I had two slices of pizza, because they didn't really sell them single slice, they sold them by two slices. I had the mushroom and artichoke pizza.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
And it was good.
It always has to be something with you, Gambit.
You can't ever just have fucking pepperoni pizza. Or, you know.
It was good. And okay. Okay, since we're speaking about food, I'll briefly say this. I had authentic Mexican food 2 days while I was in LA. and this was like authentic. This was like a run down building covered in graffiti, you know, it looked like a rough place. And I just picked something all, it was all in Spanish. I was like, yeah, I'll take a number 15. That looks pretty good. So when I got back to the hotel room, I was like, okay, what the heck is this? It looks like a real thick piece of bacon. So I ate it and I was like, what? It's sweet. It tastes like fruit. And I closed my eyes and it was like, holy crap, this is a banana that I'm eating. I'm eating a charred black banana.
So you found a banana that looked like bacon.
Yes. It was good. It was good. Yeah.
And apparently every Mexican restaurant has graffiti on it. To run down.
Well, it was Santa Monica
Boulevard.
Yeah,
this is so racist.
Hey, man. It had graffiti. What can I say?
That doesn't mean it's authentic.
Oh, my.
It just means it's run down in the ghetto.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. God. I think I'm going to move on.
Okay, move on. That's probably the best thing. Yes.
We see Kathleen says she's recording the N4G podcast. See? Radio PM says, my favorite part of E3 was the Xbox 360 Slim for the same price with built-in Wi-Fi. May pick it up if it doesn't red ring like the first three. It can't.
Yeah. It can't because it has different colored lights.
Yes.
Yep.
So there you go. It doesn't red ring.
Was it blue ring?
Nope. There's a little red dot in the middle of it. It'll red dot of death now.
The red dot of death.
Wow. Yes. That can't be misinterpreted at all.
Nope, not at all.
I'm trying to... I know I'm going to butcher this name. In Gowlin says Deus Effin X.
Yes. Cool trailer.
Oh, I know another game that I could say that really wowed me was XCOM.
I did not see a trailer for that.
It was in a pre-E3 thing, but it looked awesome.
Yeah, they were showing it in the 2K. It was cool.
I still have yet to see it.
Now, if you want to talk about some cool trailer, in terms of storyline-wise in concept, I'd probably have to say the best trailer was Homefront.
Homefront trailer, like, disturbed me.
Yeah, it rocked me to my core, man, because it almost seems like it could happen, you know?
It's scary. You should watch it if you haven't seen it. It's very scary.
Yeah, I haven't watched that one.
Did it
scare your man parts off?
No, I still have my man parts.
Scared your dick off.
It's a different kind of scary.
Yeah, you need to check it out.
I'll do that.
In terms of storyline and, like, concept of a game... The Homefront trailer, like the storyline trailer, is riveting. It could be a really good movie. Like a really, like, hit you in the chest hard movie.
Punch you in your daddy parts.
Yeah.
Right on the tip. Radio PM says, by the way, happy Father's Day to the new dads and all the rest in the world. Treasure your treasures in the world, especially today. So... thank you. Key134 says, Infamous 2, hands down, and maybe Cole looks that way to make the difference of good and bad more obvious, i.e. evil equals badass.
Then I don't want to be good.
Indeed.
Fixer says, favorite part of E3 was Rage and the 3DS. He also wishes a happy Father's Day to me and the Wombold. Thank you. The Wombold says, have a great show, guys. So.
Hey, congratulations, Ryan.
Yes. You should tell him Happy Father's Day.
Yes, yes.
Happy Father's Day.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Shot Caller says, what it do, N4G crew? Do you think the industry had a good showing this E3?
Yeah.
That was pretty good. Yeah.
I thought it was.
I had the time of my life, I tell you that.
The time of his life. Okay.
I've gotten my feed pinched from PGL Lobbycast. Says hello to all of you and that he missed you at E3.
Yes, that was the big thing, was like I saw all the people tweeting about E3 and like, oh, we finally get to meet up with these people, and I just kept responding like, yeah, I'm sorry. I was like, I send my peoples, but I can't go. I think I said that to the Sean guy and a couple other people. It sucked because I really wanted to go and meet all these people that we've been networking with for the last year, and I couldn't go.
Oh, guess who else I met?
Who?
I met Infected from the Evolve Gaming Podcast.
Didn't we talk about that already? I'm having deja vu.
It may have been before we started recording.
Okay, yeah. Okay, then maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
So and, there you go.
He didn't look anything like I was expecting.
Nobody ever does.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if we'd never put your face on the internet, what people probably thought you looked like?
I'd be afraid.
Most people were shorter than I expected, but Infected was taller.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a tall dude.
I love the picture that you sent saying that you were taller than Hip Hop Gamer.
I am taller than Hip Hop Gamer.
I met him as well. He was pretty cool.
Were you taller than Hip Hop Gamer, Gamus?
I think I was, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Jerkstore81 says his favorite part of E3 was Gambus' awesome E3 coverage.
Oh, well, thanks.
Which we still don't have it all up yet.
To be continued. Dun 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 dun.
Shock Caller says my favorite part of E3 is when they showed off Ghost Recon and Medal of Honor. Tamim009 says his favorite part was surprise Gabe Newell appearance in the Sony conference.
Yeah.
Mouse00000 says my favorite part was Kevin Butler and Twisted Metal. They made my week. Also, I hope PSN Plus is worth that effing money. Chief James says I love the new Fallout New Vegas part in the motel, which was a dinosaur. What was your guys' favorite parts?
I didn't get to see Fallout at all.
I liked the dinosaur on the floor at E3.
I saw the big dinosaur. That was crazy. But my favorite part of Fallout New Vegas is that I didn't have to play it.
Oh.
Ouch.
Professor Chaos says, my favorite part was Kinect. Yeah, that's right. I said it.
He's not kidding?
No, he's not kidding.
Is he being ironic?
No, he was really like adamant about how much he liked Kinect and how much we were crazy for not liking it.
Yep.
On Twitter that the day of the conference, I remember.
Mm.
Each their own.
This is a killer one. Yeah. Just laughing over there.
I mean, it would have been
fun for him if he had his little phone had the Skype issues, so he couldn't be on. But it would be fun to see if he would have been on.
His peep?
Yeah, on his peep.
His HTC peep?
It would have been interesting to see his comments on what he thought about it.
I don't know, I just think that it would be interesting to have him try it, because a lot of people were able to maintain some level of optimism until that point.
Until they played it.
Yeah.
Che Morungo says his favorite part of E3 was the spaceship battles in Halo Reach. It looked sick.
Which did look sweet.
Halo Reach is going to be awesome. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
Project 6 says, PS0, I found your competition. Stallion83, dude has almost 500 gamer score. 500,000 gamer score. Dude, that's not competition. That's no life. Do you realize how long it would take to get 500,000 games? You got to remember, I've been playing since the launch of the system was in 2005? 5 years? It took me to get 100,000, 150,000.
It's okay. It took Xbox 5 years to integrate Wi-Fi.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Here we go.
I'm just saying.
It took Killer Wolverine 5 years to learn the difference between descent and decent.
Shut up. Shut up!
Oh, wait, you haven't learned it yet.
And I will continue not to learn it.
IFHD says his favorite part was the Kevin Butler speech in GT5 getting a release date. And that's all I have.
Oh.
Yep, I just refreshed and that's all I have. That's all of them.
Cool.
So that's all the Twitter shouts. I'm sure you guys have some shouts you want to give from the show and all that, so Gambus and Kat, if you want to give your shout-outs to people from the show or whatever.
You can go first, Kat.
Okay, I guess I'll give my shout-outs to my E3 super cool party people. Thanks, Jeff Rubenstein, Amanda and Will and Sam, who you all know from the tester. They were really cool, and thanks, guys, for hanging out with me so many nights in a row. I think we met up at parties. To Brandon from Games on Smash, Weasel, Gundam Man, Infected, and Gamer on Duty. You guys rock.
See? Lots of hookups going on. Gambus?
Sweet. Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to Infected from Evolve Gaming Podcast. I'd like to give a shout-out to Shane Bentenhausen of that
Ignition Entertainment.
Ignition Entertainment. Yeah, I remember it, but sometimes I can't remember it at the time. And I also like to give a big shout out to a guy named Quint. I don't even know how to pronounce his last name. It's like I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce his last name. His first name's Quint, and the website that he runs a Nintendo website. It's a Dutch site, so it's not in English, but it's www.weeds.nl, and it's no.com. It's just .nl.
Yeah, that's the Netherlands.
Yeah, the Netherlands. And it's a really, really good website. It's got a lot of information, but you have to read Dutch to understand. But, yeah, me and him, we hung out for a couple days at E3. We took the subway and hung out a little bit. So shout out to him. And, shout out to, Jeremy Parrish of, Active Time Battle Podcast and Retronauts Podcast. I ran into him and, told him I was a big fan of his work. So, yeah. There you go.
All right. Anybody else?
Nope, I'm good.
Ooh, shout out to the guys from Gorilla. It's awesome that you love N4G. Maybe we can have some sweet Killzone 3 giveaways.
Yeah, or have you on the show to talk about Killzone.
We could do that.
Yeah.
Would definitely be awesome. Killer Wolverine, do you have anything to say?
Just thanks to all of our special guests.
Definitely.
And good job, guys, over at E3, giving all the, you know, all the hard work and stuff. So the world loves you.
They'll love you next year, K-Dub, when you're there. Yeah. And you stand up in the Microsoft conference and go, I'm going to punch you on the tip.
Yeah.
Dick.
You know something? When I was at E3, I was like, you know, K-Dub would love this. I was like, next year, K Dub is definitely going to have to trek along.
That is the plan. So I'm already making plans with school and saving what money I have from not working. So.
He's already packing.
I'm already packed. I'm ready to go.
He's got his bag in Gambus's backseat.
That just did not sound right, man.
Wasn't supposed to.
Exactly. I'm on my way. All right, well, I guess that's the show. Gambus, in case you didn't listen to the show last week, somebody replaced your ending. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I was listening to it in my in the hotel room.
Yeah, so we had to have our special guest replace it. So it'll be nice to have you back to your element. So if you would be so kind, we can finally wrap up this massive E3 hangover show.
Alrighty then. Well, I will end this podcast with a...
You took what once was pure, is now betrayed. Centuries of tales written just shunned away.
into it.